It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
And everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season.
Trump has caused international outrage by recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Who would do such a thing?
Jerusalem is still the capital of Israel and must remain an undivided city accessible to all.
As soon as I take office, I will begin the process of moving the United States ambassador to the city of Israel as chosen as its capital.
I continue to say that Jerusalem will be the capital of Israel, and I have said that before, and I will say it again.
And Jerusalem will remain the capital of Israel.
Oh, but why is Trump doing this now? Why is he inflaming the Middle East and provoking an explosion of violence?
Whoa.
Why would Muslims resort to violence? As we all know by now, Islam is a religion of peace. So, I mean, it's impossible. I don't understand. You're saying Muslims have so little control over their actions, they're just gonna flip out like animals. Sounds pretty Islamophobic to me. And I mean, it's not as if they're setting fire to their own neighborhoods and violently attacking Jewish restaurants. And firing rockets into Israel. It's not like the leader of Hamas called for peace to be abandoned and for Palestinians to launch an uprising. It's not like the head of Hamas in Gaza literally called for terrorism. Islam's a religion of peace. That's impossible. It's not happening. These are reasonable people. It's not like they were massacring Jews in Jerusalem 20 years before Israel even existed. It's not like they've repeatedly called for Israel to be wiped from the pages of history. That's never happened. It's not like the Palestinian Authority still refuses to acknowledge Israel's right to even exist. It's not like Muslims have launched violence against Jews for the sin of visiting Jewish holy sites for decades. It's not like Muslims used gravestones from Jewish cemeteries to pave their roads. None of that happened. These are reasonable people. There's no history whatsoever of them turning violent, and if they ever did, it could only be Donald Trump's fault. Not because they're anti-Semites who just hate Jewish people. They're reasonable. Also, Trump recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel is so reckless, it's unprecedented. It's not like Congress passed a law 22 years ago called the Jerusalem Embassy Act, which described Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Oh, it did. It's not like the US Senate voted 90-0 that Jerusalem should remain the undivided capital of Israel just 6 months ago. Oh, it did. It's not like Bill Clinton came into office supporting the declaration of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, but it's not like George W. Bush promised to move the US embassy to Jerusalem.
Oh, he did.
But Trump's bad anyway, because he's following through on his promise. That's bad. I mean, CNN literally says he's bad for keeping his promises, so I guess it must be true. Also, doesn't this just prove everyone right who said that Trump was a Nazi and literally Hitler?
It is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Trump's bending over backwards to please Zionists and Jews, just like Hitler did.
What?
Yeah, anyway, here's a list of groups and people furious at Trump's decision to move the embassy to Jerusalem. Turkey's Islamist President Erdogan, Saudi King Salman bin Abdul Aziz, ISIS, Hamas, globalist political leaders, virtually the entire political left, the mainstream media.
Totally erratic decision by this president.
And Muslims in general. Hashtag not all Muslims. What an upstanding alliance. I'm so proud to be a part of it. Erdogan was right when he accused Trump of throwing the region into a ring of fire. And he'd know all about that, having covertly provided direct military, financial, and logistical support to ISIS for years. But what Trump's done is beyond insane. He's playing with fire. Hamas has threatened to open the gates of hell because they've never done that before. Oh, but aside from all that, how stupid is it that Jerusalem could be considered the capital of Israel? It's not like Israel won a war or something to secure.
All right,
exactly,
folks, the
that
broadcast
like
starts
Jerusalem
here in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
Radio has changed our lives, and possibly saved our lives. Radio has changed our lives.
found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live broadcasting worldwide. Another week spans out before us. It is the 11th day of December 2017. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Well, another day, another Christmas, holiday season, and more Islamic terror attacks. And right on time, Google, there's a story up on Infowars.com with the screenshots, is censoring and sending threatening notices to major libertarian and conservative news outlets saying, don't say this is Islamic or we'll shut you down. That's right. And Facebook called us up just last week and said, you don't criticize transsexualism being taught to elementary school students or we'll shut you down. They actually call us now. That's the new phase. They send you notices. They call you. Google, Twitter, Facebook. They always work together in concert to censor. We get to always enjoy the new level of it. Remember 3 weeks ago, they had congressional hearings, and they said, don't worry, we censored InfoWars at lunch. Google, Facebook, Twitter executives, they had Congressman Wiggly out of Illinois, not making that name up, Piggly Wiggly, and he said, listen, I saw their story about the truck attack. It was number one, and it was terrible fake news. They said, we know, sir, we took it down over lunch. There's the headline if you want to see the video. Twitter, Google admits deliberately censoring InfoWars. And again, this is bigger than InfoWars. They're now sending notices to the Daily Caller, CNS News, a bunch of other people saying, you better watch what you say. Here's our terms of services. You don't say this is an Islamic attack. In Sweden, in Germany, you name it, they will send actual police to your house, but it gets better. Guess who Facebook hired 2 years ago to oversee all this and to implement it? Guess who? The former high-level Stasi operatives. So, Imam warned de Blasio about New York City terror. He was too busy bashing Trump. He did nothing. And the ISIS folks have been saying they're going to strike New York with trucks and with bombs and the rest of it. De Blasio says, oh, we want more unvetted people in here. Trump is bad. Come here. We'll be a sanctuary city for unvetted military-age men from the Middle East. You've got an imam that's all over Fox News, all over the place, coming out and saying, I've been in these mosques. They're preparing attacks a month before this happened, a couple months ago. And they say, that's fake news. You know why it's fake? Because it's number one, and it's the truth, and they don't like it. So every time we're number one, they just knock us down where nobody can read it, nobody can see it. But that's on their platforms. They can't stop you from spreading the articles on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and giving it to friends and family and showing it to coworkers and showing it to your church or showing it to your pastors. And you can see the warnings in 2016 from the particular imam that we just put on screen, who's very well known. Again, they said that was fake. I don't want to make it about us. It's about there's an Islamic attack by a guy with a suicide vest. It looks like only the detonator went off, hurt him and three other people. Thank God it didn't hurt more people. And, of course, he's pledging allegiance to ISIS. Of course, it's the same story. Akkad Ullah. So it just goes on and on. Flashback. ISIS threatened New York City Christmas bombing just weeks ago. Jihadists warned of attacks across West during Christian holidays. That's on newswars.com. We have where they warned. But again, if we say they're warning of attacks, and if we break down news and places where people warned that the attacks were coming, because it's so on target, it shows that people warned, it shows that people predicted, it shows that people were accurate. That's the kind of news they call fake, because it's so real, it's so bona fide, it's so confirmed, it's so accurate. That's what they ban. Like Trump's gonna win. They're giving Hillary 15 more points in the polls. Boom, he won. It's a credibility issue. They want to shut us down because we are credible, because we point out their lies. Just look at the last few weeks. We were the first in every case to go, that WikiLeaks info was out months before, and that is fake. And everybody was given the key. Boom. Hours later, they admit it's fake. We were the first to sit there and break down the fact that Flynn was only contacting the Russians after the president was president-elect. Boom. That was all confirmed. Same week, we were there saying Deutsche Bank has said that we've not received any information. That was day one. I said, sounds fake again. Because you learn how they operate. Just like 3 months ago, and I'm not bragging, I'm explaining why they hate us. Because we've got the research, we're focused. Remember, I said, they're burning Weinstein, and they're burning all these other Hollywood folks, because, A, in one case, the Weinstein company and his brother want to get rid of him. All these other shoes are about to drop. The cover-ups aren't working. They want to create this sacrificial lamb atmosphere where they are able to create the illusion that the Democrats have done the right thing, getting rid of their bad people, and that the Republicans haven't, and create the perception that Trump should step down too if everybody else steps down for mere allegations. You see, it's the Democratic Party throwing some of their people under the bus that really didn't do anything. Many of them did. That then tries to create that perception so that everyone basically then goes along with it. And now, what is CNN saying? What is Fox saying? What is MSNBC saying? What are the Democrat strategists on CNN admitting? They're going, actually, we're doing this to get credibility with the voters back, and it's the right thing to do, and so we can create the perception that Trump needs to step down. That's all this is. And what did we say day one? Whatever the Democrats are doing, in bed with Russia, selling us out to globalists, illegal servers, robbing tax-free foundation funds, that's what they say Trump's done. They knew Jerry Epstein and the Lolita Express and Bill Clinton and Hillary on board the aircraft used to transport kidnapped children, flying to known sheiks' palaces in the Middle East that publicly have sex with children. Some of those kingdoms, it's legal. And they knew that was their super weak spot. So now it's breaking that the head of Fusion GPS was behind the attempt to tie Trump to Clinton's pedophile friend Epstein when there were no connections. Trump's a celebrity, a few big public parties or events. The two have been photographed together, but never on the airplane, never at his house, never doing all this stuff. But they knew that was the main weakness for the Clintons. So they then, just like they said, oh, Trump's a Russian agent. Oh, he is involved with Epstein. Then have Jane Doe's, who didn't even show up in court, fake names, nom de plumes, file reports that Epstein and Trump, whenever Trump, was 25 years ago, supposedly having sex with 15-year-old girls. Isn't that just incredible? Bill Clinton ditched Secret Service on multiple Alita Express flights report. There's the Washington Times. So that's all confirmed. And Mr. Bongino and other senior Secret Service agents that have gotten out because of the corruption have said the Clintons are so evil, it's worse than I say, worse than Alex Jones says, worse than InfoWars. And now Bongino says, you better watch out to the Democrats in tweets because Secret Service knows what went on Lolita Express with Jerry Epstein and Bill Clinton. And don't you know that all the Blackberries didn't get erased? And so the Secret Service knows what was really going on. So you better shut your mouth calling me a liar. And you better shut your mouth saying Bill Clinton didn't abuse women. You understand, little man? He actually said that. And you know what? The guy shut his mouth. So I say release everything. Release it all. Release the hounds. Let's go thermal nuclear. Release all the Clinton pedophile garbage. We know that their eyeballs in it. They love torturing people. They love hurting children. Good God, they're demons from hell. Hillary's first job was supporting vicious child rapists that just rape women, break their jaws, just rape them till their insides come out. Just animals, just that's who they are. They're demon animals that are totally selfish, all about them and all about how they're going to hurt you. That's why they love radical Islam and have visited another attack on us for Christmas, as usual.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, why is it so important that months ago I laid out specifically and exactly how they would build this momentum by denouncing their own people, throwing them under the bus, making mere allegations like judge, jury, and executioner, and get rid of their own people? What were they doing it for? Well, they knew that folks like John Conyers and Al Franken and Harvey Weinstein, they were all dead weight. They all had enemies in the power structure that wanted to get rid of them. Kevin Spacey, they believed his career had basically peaked. Everybody knew, and now it was time to start burning them, have the media give it attention, instead of covering it up, to create the atmosphere where then people could say, well, this is hypocritical. Trump needs to go because there have been allegations. They've already tried race war. They've already tried culture war. They've already tried all these other hoaxes to derail the economy, to derail what we're doing. So they're having people fall on their swords in highly Democrat districts where Al Franken won by 1.5 million votes, where John Conyers wins by something like 25%. All of these are key areas where they just get rid of some deadwood in a safe district and then bring their people in the next election and then look like they're strong, look like they're good, look like they're doing the right thing. And that is exactly what they're doing. And remember, here's the key. Here's the big enchilada for the whole thing that should outrage anybody that's a thinking person. They covered up Weinstein for 25 years. They covered up Spacey. They covered up Conyers. They covered up Franken. They covered up with the big slush fund that they say now is 90% Democrat in Congress, paying out not $18 million like they first said. Now they're reporting it's hundreds of millions because there's multiple slush funds from every Congress every 2 years. So there's a bunch of payouts, a bunch of slush funds, a bunch of hush money, and it's mainly Democrats. And you got Bill Clinton and all his rapes he's settled and all the other reports and flying around on Lolita Express with Harvey Weinstein, with Kevin Spacey, with all of these individuals, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and it's all coming out just like Russia was going to come out, just like the pedophilia was going to come out. And they know Trump's making his big run to go after the pedophile networks that they've been using to blackmail and control the Democrats and Republicans. And so that's why they had 5 lawsuits filed by fake people that never showed up, that didn't exist, that Donald Trump raped little girls with Mr. Epstein, because you got Bill Clinton on the plane going dozens of times to the island and going to Sheikh's Islands on the plane with 10-year-old girls, folks. 10-year-old girls as young as 10, most of them about 14. And they pose with photos with them. Bill Clinton, Epstein, all of them with little girls. And you've got Spacey on board, and you know what they got for him, just like they get Sprite and Coca-Cola and pizzas or, you know, whatever's in the refrigerator. Hey, there's little kids because we're the elite and we get the caviar we want. New York Post, the slave scandal that exposed pedophile billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. The slave scandal. The sex slave scandal. Sex slave, sex slave. And now you've got all these big Soros hedge fund managers busted running sex slavery of women and little girls. Dungeons. Dungeons. This is who's been running our country. Trump's going after them. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Trump, his whole life has been about playing it safe, being straight edge, so that he can win. And he's a moral guy. He's very fastidious, and he's a germaphobe. And I've talked to people that have known him 50 years, not just 40-something like Roger. One-woman man, germaphobe, courts women, gives them all this stuff in between marriages. We're not saying that's perfect. And then when he finally wants a woman, then he agonizes it over it and even would talk to his sons when they were young adults about, well, do you like this woman and stuff? I mean, women, I'm just going to tell you right now, because I got this intel 2 years ago, because I check into things. Let's just say this. Donald Trump doesn't have sex on the first date or the 30th date. He is looking for the very best. And you can see with his wife right now, he's got it. That's about as good as it gets right there, in my view. Strong, focused, powerful. I've met her, and I've been in her presence a few times. I mean, it's just in her presence, in person, it's like, that's a goddess right there. Just the energy is radiant. Donald Trump's not in hotel rooms with hookers urinating on him. He'd know the Russians were watching it. Plus, he's a germaphobe. He's told people privately, he goes, one of the biggest things he got over was shaking people's hands. The guy's a germaphobe. And it's all completely made up. But they're building this giant wall that Donald Trump has done all these things, and none of it's true. None of it. None of it. If it was true, if I looked into these lawsuits 2 years ago and there was something real there, then I would be concerned. Nothing. Nothing. There's nothing. It's all lies. And then you look at Bill Clinton and Hillary and Epstein and Weinstein and Hollywood and Hillary, and it's just, and de Blasio's office, all the pedophilia bust in there. I mean, you know, Trump is whoring in on these people. He's got them in target sites. They are scared. And so they start trying to conflate it. They water it down. What do you do when there's something so bombshell it'll bring them down? You water it down like you water down liquor. You water it down. You water it down with, oh, this guy raped. Oh, this guy asked a girl out. This guy, everybody says Franks is like the most conservative to the neurotic point, you know, the extreme end of conservatism. His wife and they already had one child through surrogacy. He's going around handing out contracts saying, look over this. I'd pay as much as $5 million. You go, an egg, a sperm were put together in a Petri dish, implanted, nothing, sex between you and Frank's not there. He steps down over these women that if they had taken the deal would have been winning the lottery from a self-made oil man who was homeless when he was a kid for a while and took care of his younger siblings. I mean, I've looked into Frank. The American success story, cleft lip, whole nine yards, ends up, you know, homeless, ends up being successful. But again, the women said, well, maybe they didn't know what surrogacy meant. They thought maybe he wanted to have sex with them like Handmaid's Tale. No, it was, hey, you're healthy, come from a good family. But it's not even their genetics. It's his wife and him, because his wife can't have the baby. She's got eggs. She just can't have a baby in her uterus, and they turn into that. Meanwhile, you've got airplanes with kidnapped kids on them, confirmed, with Bill Clinton and all these people, and they compare that, ladies and gentlemen, to somebody asking their secretary out two or three times, which is not good, but it's not the same thing. Of course, how many secretaries end up getting married to their rich boss?
Silver bells, it's Christmas time. The city.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's already Monday. Hard to believe. The 11th day of December 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The big takeaway right now is this. I know a PR rollout when I see one from the Democratic Party, from the deep state, from the globalist. And that's how InfoWars was first, months ago, we can put the videos and articles on screen right now, was the first to predict that this whole Weinstein takedown, Hollywood takedown, Me Too movement was being hijacked by the Democratic deep state operatives to create the perception that mere allegations mean a man needs to step down, to conflate that and then target Donald Trump. And I now have CNN clips, you name it, with their own operatives admitting that that is indeed their plan, that they were just getting rid of dead weight in areas of the country where they already have pretty much guaranteed wins in blue state areas. So I've got that clip coming up later, got several clips from CNN, you name it, where they admit all this. And it's so cold-blooded. But these politicos like to talk about how smart they are. So they couch it like it's the right thing to do. Plus, by doing this, we can now get rid of Trump. And then you find out GPS fusion behind attempt to tie Trump to Clinton, pedophile friend Epstein. Man behind the debunked dossier, it's beyond debunked, it's total fiction, pushed the myth of a close relationship with Trump and Epstein. Fuser GPS, the opposition research firm behind this credited Trump dossier, used a bias for the government's basis for the government's investigation into the Trump campaign's alleged collusion with Russia, sought to tie Trump to pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, a good friend of former President Bill Clinton and many of the so-called global elite. And then it goes through all the admissions here and now how it's being reported even in major papers that they basically cooked the whole thing up. And they admit here that Trump's ties were mild compared to Bill Clinton's. And it says strictly social at big public events and dinners. And at his Mar-a-Lago estate that's private, but, you know, big public gathering here for members. While he only served 13 months in prison, it has been alleged that Epstein trafficked girls as young as 12. It's actually 10 to his private island to engage in sex acts with his rich friends. Well, it's actually come out. He's just so, quote, powerful and had so many rich friends like the president tied into it that the investigation stopped at that point. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Owen Schroyer is going to be in studio with us coming up in the next segment before he gets in his car and drives down to the Austin Police Department to file a complaint calling for a criminal investigation of Antifa. Here in Austin over the weekend, there was a rally, a vigil for Kate Stanley, the woman killed by an illegal alien who the San Francisco jury just released, saying that, you know, it's you know, we're politically correct. It's okay to just shoot a woman in the back and have her die and not even get a manslaughter charge. Well, the Antifa was out there with their guns bumping in and hitting Owen and wouldn't let him get to the rally. So they're violating his civil rights, brandishing a literal mass group of thugs with a weapon. With weapons, and actually assaulting him with the clubs, hitting him in the elbows, running into him, coming up behind the camera. That's what they do, bumping into him on camera. Just straight up assault with slimy, scuzzy, smiling weirdos, the few that didn't have masks on, looking like you know what from Central Casting. And the guy's got his finger right there by the trigger. He's in an aggressive stance, brandishing, ticking his finger by the trigger. And they tell Owen, you're scared, aren't you? You're shaking. We got guns. We got clubs. I mean, that's the definition of menacing. So the fact that they're menacing with a firearm while wearing masks makes it an aggravated felony. And vice versa, the assaulting him and blocking his entry to a public park for a rally is a civil rights violation. And then doing it with guns and masks is a double aggravated. Double aggravated. Let me tell you something. You go in a store and you steal a case of beer, just run out the door, you might get 6 months in jail. You go in there with a gun, you might get 20. You shoot somebody, you might get life. It's called aggravated. You're wearing masks with guns, threatening people. Aggravated civil rights violations. Racketeering. They arrest people for blocking abortion clinic entrances. And charge them with felonies. Now, clearly the law says, you know, blocking somebody's entrance to services, commerce, whatever, that's the law. Well, these people have guns, hitting him with clubs, surrounding him. And let me tell you something. I got so angry about this Saturday that I had trouble sleeping Saturday night. And I cannot get around these Antifa people. I absolutely can't. You know, it was bizarre. It was almost like I was like psychically led down there because I didn't know this was going on. Owen didn't call me. And I just called up Harrison, one of the camera guys that works on the weekend. He's on call. And I said, I want to go shoot some videos from the Capitol on all this fake news that the media has been caught in. And he said, okay. And I was about 15 minutes late. They had just marched by through the Capitol and had just broken up and then chased the families, men, women, and children that were going back to their cars because it was at a park by the Capitol, the police had to protect them because the Antifa chases them down like Planet of the Apes or something. You know, when they're chasing the people, they're chasing them and going to their cars. Millie, when they were in Berkeley, they had their car windows knocked out. They got robbed because they followed them to their car, then followed where they went, and then attacked the vehicle. I mean, this is literally criminal gangs of Arrested Development beta cucks who have been LARPing, playing video games, but also live action play, and they are out there literally glow-in-the-dark scum of the earth with communist flags, communist bandanas, following Owen for a good 20 minutes of the hour and 7 minute live feed he did till his phone cut out. And they are going, "You're scared, aren't you? You're scared." Let me tell you, somebody's bumping me with sticks. And by the way, Owen's a tough guy. He's a real sports guy, and I've traded punches with him. He hits really hard. Owen's a tough guy. So I'm saying it's good that he controlled himself. I can't get in the situation. One of those guys hits me one of those sticks, I'm going to clock them right in their little nose. And then I guess that, you know, they're going to try to pull their guns on us then. I mean, and by the way, they look like 120-pound meth heads. A few of them, and I'm not saying they're on meth, I'm saying they look like Gollum. One of these guys, in fact, one of them that had his mask off, who was like the leader of the group, he wouldn't need makeup to play Gollum in the new Lord of the Rings that's coming out that Netflix, not Netflix, Amazon's going to put out. Yeah, let's show a side shot of this guy. I mean, imagine these people are out here with clubs and guns, and they're trying to keep you from getting to your event. By the way, let me just add something to this. The left is going, "Oh, Alex, I thought you liked guns." Yeah, we have open carry rallies with them on our backs, unloaded, to illustrate we have a right to keep and bear arms, not to have a problem. We never have problems. They're not slung over our front with our hand on it. Under Texas law, that's brandishing if someone feels threatened. Well, Owen Schroyer felt extremely threatened. And I love the fact that Owen, when they said you're shaking, he said, "Yeah, man, you're surrounding me. You're hitting me with clubs. And you got guns." And Owen's a manly guy, so he don't want to make a big deal about it on tape, going, "Oh, look at you guys acting like kindergarten." Owen said, and I've had him do it to me before, at other events before they even knew the name was Antifa, is that it's been on video. They come up behind you and hit you with their elbows, or they shove you, or they bump into you, and they go, "Whoa, whoa, whoa," trying to act like you're going to attack them so they can all gang up on you. And they always pick an old man in a wheelchair or a woman. They beat up a Hispanic lady real bad. I mean, they particularly target minorities who are in these Tea Party events. And so when we come up, Owen's going to be here. And then, you know, the terror attack injured the bomber, injured three other people. Looks like the detonator went off but didn't detonate the larger explosive. And, of course, it's an Islamicist, and Google, Facebook, and Twitter are now joining, trying to block that, saying it's fake news that has nothing to do with Islam because they said so. And they're the ones running the invasion, so they ought to know. We'll be back.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight.
Again, politically incorrect to say Christmas. We're going to do it. People say, "Oh, you're so powerful, you're going to do it." No, we know it's not powerful. We know it's pathetic that we've gotten to the point where the left is saying you can't say family, you can't say father, you can't say mother, just seeing what we'll capitulate to, what we'll give in to. Owen Schroyer is going to be with us about 30 minutes to the next hour with a former NSA FBI whistleblower, Sabelle Edmonds, who's going to be in studio with us. And then you're going to be going down to file charges or file for a criminal investigation of your civil rights being violated by Antifa at gunpoint. We're going to go to you, Owen, here in just a moment. But you're making some really big points about Fusion GPS that we'll talk about next hour. Now confirmed, the high-level Justice Department official who had to step down was the man between Obama, Fusion GPS, having White House meetings. And now it's tied into this Habib Powell lady. Talk about a nest of vipers still in the White House. These people are incredible. So the whole house of cards, the whole house of fraud is coming down. Just briefly, I guess a decade ago or so, they started having Green Monday on the 11th of December saying, hey, don't drive in your cars, don't go out, don't fight the traffic, shop online, it's easier. Which is true, but the big thing is, don't fight the crowds, don't fight the traffic, get great products, support the info war, support yourself at the same time, and we make it easy. So we're announcing Christmas Monday. How about that? You can say InfoWars started Christmas Monday, and I hope other people adopt this next year. And we're going to extend it throughout the week to be Christmas week. And ladies and gentlemen, this will be the biggest sales of the year all combined. Free shipping store-wide, we're bringing that back, but not just 50% off on 10 items like we had a few weeks ago. We've got more than 60 items at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, including our new mega product, Alpha Power. It is super, super strong for stamina, libido, energy. Men, women can all take it, but it's powerful. Look out. 50% off. The real red pill that ties into all of that as well and works great with brain force. It doesn't have stimulants, but it's got all the vitamins, all the minerals, the amino acids, and then it's got the key precursor to all the hormones you've got to have in your body that is extremely powerful. So the real red pill. 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Knockout Sleepy, 50% off. Prostagar, 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion, 50% off. InfoWars Life Select Survival Food, 50% off. That is huge. Plus, much more. InfoWarsStore.com. To make a perfect Christmas for your friends and your family, we're bringing back one of our most popular sales of the year, but expanding it so you can save big times. Items like Brain Force and others that we just mentioned. Coil Silver, 67% off. Silver Bullet. We've dropped our entire line of Super Blue Fluoride products, 50%, and so much more. I mean, again, I cannot list it all. We have a lot of new items in there. Thank you for supporting the broadcast. We're all doing this symbiotically. It really is an amazing time to be alive. But whatever you do, if you haven't tried the real red pill yet, takes about 4 or 5 days to kick in. Alpha Power kicks in about an hour. And I'm just saying, look out, folks. I would take a half dose your first time. Quite frankly, I've already got so much energy and stuff. I don't take it all the time. I don't take Brain Force or all this stuff all the time because it's so powerful. I mean, like 6, 7 at night, if I got to work overnight, then I take it. But I'm already bouncing off the walls like the Tasmanian devil from cartoons. But a lot of other folks just find these to be the most powerful products they've ever used. Find out. It's a win-win. You can't lose because you're supporting the transmission and what we're doing fearlessly here and this great crew back here that puts up with me and, of course, all of you out there symbiotically. Speaking of great crew, Owen.
Merry Christmas, Alex.
I mean, I was sensing Lord Vader was in danger. I went down to the Capitol and didn't even know you were going to be there. Just felt like I didn't even know that Antifa would be there. I was 15 minutes late, so they just left. This is horrific. This is horrible. And you were manly about it when they had guns and were hitting you and all surrounding. But this was a group of armed, masked communist thugs. That's a mouthful. Literally blocking your civil rights and saying, oh, you're scared, aren't you, boy? You're scared. You're shaken. Any jury will convict them of brandishing, of menacing, of violating your civil rights. I mean, this is classic, like in the Western, when six guys with guns and clubs, I guess it was nine or ten of them, and go, you scared, boy? Do something. We're going to get you. And start I mean, this was like right out of High Plains Drifter or something.
Well, I didn't even realize it, but actually, if the crew goes back and rewinds that exact clip they just showed, the guy's actually taking the finger on and off the trigger.
Yeah.
I never even noticed.
He's ticking it.
I didn't even know that. I have images because when I go down to APD, I'm going to show them these images. I do believe there's multiple times where if they would have fired their weapon, it would have hit me. Now, right
there. Oh, he's aiming in your, it would have bounced up. He's aiming at your feet.
Yeah. And there's another guy who also comes along and I think
he's brandishing. You felt threatened. It was brandishing. They're wearing masks. It's aggravated.
And Alex, I don't
know. And they're blocking you. Do you know how many charges that is? Look, you can go to jail if you blocked the little black girl from going in school. In 1960, President Eisenhower, just physically blocking you, went to jail for 5 years. This is with guns. Imagine guns. Little black girl, you're not going in.
Well, imagine if the police did this. If that was the police doing it, it would
they'd all go to jail.
Violation. Exactly. But, but Alex, the craziest thing is that I don't know why the cops have to stand down. I don't know why they're allowed to do this with masked faces. So that's why we're...
It's Austin.
That's why I'm going down to APD and I'm gonna file charges and I'm going to want an investigation because we need to have a public pressure on our police force to do something about this. And as he tries to say, he's like, oh, you don't like the Second Amendment now? No, I never said I don't like the Second Amendment. I don't like you trying to intimidate me with a gun out here. And by
it's
the way,
like saying if somebody runs over to you with a car, you go, whoa, what, you don't like F-150s? No, you're there blocking his access with clubs and a gun, threatening him, saying, ooh, you're scared, aren't you, boy? That will send them to prison.
And I don't
that
even
comment right there shows the whole plan, the admission, the confession.
Alex, I don't even have a free hand at this deal. I have one hand holding a microphone and one hand holding a camera. So I'm just standing
God, those
there
guys
like
are
this.
Like textbook slimy, man. Oh, my God.
But, you know, it's just like, I'm sorry that they didn't get raised right, or they never got taught discipline, or they never grew up, or I don't know what their deal is, or they're just fluoride heads that eat McDonald's. I don't understand.
Look at this guy.
Yeah, there, and then there's this guy. All right, so here's this guy, Joshua Pineda of Safe Streets Projects. Okay, he tells me, yeah, they have their faces covered so they can beat you up. This guy runs the Safe Streets Project.
It's an anti-cop group.
And he's okay with them beating me up. I mean, so much for safety.
You've
streets.
Got armed gangs with guns. I mean, in the third world, you hear armed men intimidated reporters in Venezuela. Or you hear, you know, in you had armed men follow you around for at least 20 minutes, bumping
yeah, following
into
me around, shoving me with clubs. And they have these little plastic shields that they like to bring out, too. You can see them in this video. They spray paint them. They decorate them with
look
all their
stuff.
Look
at this guy. I mean,
they're all wearing masks. They're all wearing sunglasses. They all have hoods over their heads. It was a warm day out. They didn't need that.
Because they're cowards. That's why they bring the firearms, so they can beat you up.
There he is.
And then if you try anything, they just, you know, take you out.
I mean, and by the way, that guy, Joshua Pineda, who runs Safe Street Projects, he admitted to Millie Weaver that he does good fellatio. He said that on camera. So this is the type of people. I mean, these people are mentally deranged. They're sick.
But it's okay if a leftist makes a hateful, a verbal thing on a woman.
No, he meant on a man.
Oh.
Yeah, he's of that type. I don't want to misgender him, but
so the point is he's just running around.
They're just crazy. These people are out of control. They're mental. They need some serious help. And we don't really have the mental institution.
Why would you tell Millie Weaver that? What's up if he doesn't like women?
No, he was bragging on camera that he does good male fellatio. That's how sick and twisted these people are. And I don't even care. That's your thing. Whatever. But
now you got guns keeping people from going to a rally of a woman killed by an illegal alien that an activist jury released.
It's like if you
want to shoot this girl, she dies in her dad's arms. And the media goes, well, we don't want to give Trump a win. We're going to let him go, which only made Trump stronger. That's another thing. The Democrats are crazy. It's like the white guy that got tortured who was autistic by the six racist blacks.
She walks.
And they cut chunks out of his head. He's totally, that was obviously always real. Well, it was real. There were arrests made. And then the media said, oh, that's fake. InfoWars about this fake video. It's obviously not real. And the judge released him on probation, kidnapping and torturing and saying, we're going to kill you. They did a live leak for hours talking about how we're going to gas you in the back of a truck. We're going to throw you in the water. We're going to slit your throat, you crackerhead.
A total hate crime.
And then the judge just says, we're letting him go.
Well, look, you had the video surface. There was a case. I forget where it was, but there's a case where there's a guy with his hands over his head and the police executes him from behind. Now, this is a white male, so the media doesn't cover it. If that was a minority that got shot, the CNN would be covering all day. This is case closed, the officer was out of line, and he walked. But they don't cover it on mainstream news because they can't race bait over it. They can't incite racial hatred over it. And it shows everything. It shows the double standard right there.
When we come back, we're going to play some of this video and some of this audio. We've had to bleep it because these folks can hardly talk. Every other word's a cuss word. Where do they go? You scared? You scared. I mean, they just have no idea that they're the arc. Typical group of little, wimpy, demonic, thug, snake-like bullies.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
So Bell Edmonds is coming up with us for the next hour and a half or so. She'll be here breaking down everything that's unfolding because she's a former FBI translator of NSA transcripts, just key critical analysis on everything that's happening with Fusion GPS, the Russiagate thing, the pedophile networks, everything. You're going to be in here with us a little bit at first, but then you're going down to the police station to file a police report for a criminal investigation of an armed group of masked men wearing communist bandanas and flags with assault rifles and clubs physically attacking you and saying, we're here to intimidate you and scare you and violate your civil rights. I mean, open and shut case. It's incredible.
And the police saw the whole thing, too. So they know that this happened. So I'm not just going to be doing them an eyewitness account that they aren't already aware of. So they know about that.
And you don't want to bash the police, but during the break, you asked for help. They stood there and watched it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just don't understand, because clearly this is an organized group. I mean, these guys are organized.
Hey, officers, I'm trying to walk in that park and men with guns and masks are bumping into me.
For 20 minutes.
And the cops are like, sorry, bro.
Okay. So then, if you watch the full video, you can hear I say, so do I have to walk into this crowd and have them assault me and get arrested? Is that what has to happen? Because, I mean, essentially that's what would have happened if I just didn't decide to run around them. I mean, you know, but is that what the cops wanted? So I said that, and then they still didn't do anything. But we've got an open and shut case. We've got it all on video. I do believe, again, we have it on video. The guy is like ticking his trigger with his finger. With
and they're,
his
saying
trigger
you're,
finger.
They're saying you're scared, aren't you?
Yeah, so he's like, oh, you're scared. I'm like, well, aren't you trying to scare me? Yeah, there it is right there. There he's ticking his trigger finger. I'm like, well, aren't you trying to scare me? You're out here with your faces covered. You're pointing guns in my direction. You're not letting me in the park. You're clearly violating
and
my
And all
rights.
These guys look like soy boys.
I mean, you could, you know, stack up 20, 30 of them and just get a nice melee going and probably get a nice workout in. But they don't want to fight you one-on-one. That's the thing. They want to come out here with their faces covered, with their weapons, and gang up on you and ambush you. There's no way any one of those guys would have gone one-on-one with me. There's no way.
But a lot of tyrants are cowards, and they get together in big groups and take over countries.
That's the overall doctrine. I mean, that's what these people are following. That's what they don't understand. They don't know the history of communism.
Let's play part of this video. It's posted on Infowars.com. It's posted on our Facebook and Twitter. And, of course, you're going to retweet it, I guess. People can find it on your Twitter. Tell folks how they follow you on Twitter.
At All I Do Is Owen will tweet that out. Shocking. Antifa invades a dead woman's memorial. That is the highlight clip. And then the full video is also on the YouTube channel.
The whole video is 1 hour and 7 minutes. Let's go ahead and roll just part of the intimidation right here.
I'm scared?
Yeah, because your arm is shaking.
My arm is shaking?
Yes, your left arm is shaking.
What do you think's wrong with me? Am I scared of you?
I think you're absolutely terrified.
Well, I mean, you guys are out here with guns, so, you know, and it's not like wearing a Trump hat is a safe thing to do.
Suddenly you're against the Second Amendment?
When did I say that?
Well, you were the one that's saying we're out here with guns.
Is that not true? What did he just whisper in your ear? Are you guys planning on trying to assault me here? So I'm literally surrounded by a bunch of guys that have their faces covered and shields and bats and guns. And he's trying to say, oh my gosh, look at this guy. He's scared. Are you not trying to intimidate me? Is that not your purpose out here? So all I'm trying to do is to get to the Kate Steinle march, because Kate Steinle was killed and we're trying to honor dead people. And this is what I get. What is wrong with you guys? Seriously.
Again, if you're a radio listener,
are you guys on some sort of
they
like
follow him and not letting him
like
into the park?
Pharmaceutical drugs? Like, what is the deal with you?
Six men with shields.
This is not normal behavior. Do you know that? You all are adults. You're behaving like children. You know that? You're behaving like children.
We're going to go to break.
Right. Atrazine. Why don't you read a study before you come out here and cover your face? What are you doing, dude?
We're going to go to break and come back, and I'm going to bring Sibel Edmonds in here. You're going to ride shotgun with us, get to the bottom of the hour. Then I'm going to be with her for an hour and also take some calls, because, again, she's a perfect guest to have in studio right now to just go over the big picture from an insider to understand geopolitically what's happening. What's happening in the government, General Flynn, and so much more. I'm Alex Jones. Please spread the live links, Infowars.com/show.
Hi, this is Spiro with a very important update on NewsBud's upcoming trip to Austin, Texas, where NewsBud's founder, Sibel Edmonds, and the NewsBud crew will be joined by Mark S. Hall to take on the Gulen Network. Now, we are calling on everyone who can make it to these events to show up and take nonviolent action against this criminal network who has been able to establish over 160 charter schools across this country with the help of pocketed politicians loyal to the Gulen Network, which has infiltrated all branches of government and is more powerful and influential than the infamous George Soros. But not many people are even aware of its existence, and that's why NewsBud is taking action to help inform the parents who are unknowingly sending their children to these charter schools which have engaged in criminal activity. Now, Sabelle Edmonds and the Newsbud crew will be in Austin, Texas, in front of the Harmony Science Academy in Cedar Park on Tuesday, December 12th, from 7:45 to 9 a.m., where we'll be handing out flyers to parents to help them become aware of exactly who is running these schools and what they are engaged in. Now, the second event, which we encourage everyone to attend, will take place about an hour later in front of the Capitol Building, downtown Austin, on Tuesday, December 12th at 10 a.m., where FBI whistleblower, Newsbud founder, and chief editor Sabelle Edmonds will be joined by Mark S. Hall, the award-winning director and producer of the documentary film Killing Ed, which focuses in detail on the Gulen charter schools. They will both be speaking live in front of the Capitol. Again, Sabelle Edmonds and Mark Hall will be live speaking in front of the Texas State Capitol on Tuesday, December 12th. Be there at 10 a.m. For more information about this event, make your way to newsbud.com. We have all of the information there, the date, the times, and the locations, as well as a printable version of the flyer we'll be handing out to the parents. Now, if you're unable to make it to Austin for this event, be sure to support Newsbud's fundraiser so we can continue to do these events and travel across the country and keep the doors open here at Newsbud. We're currently running a fundraiser as Newsbud is 100% independent, people-funded media, and none of this is possible without your support. Thank you for your support, and we will see you in Texas.
This program contains language and sequences some viewers may find disturbing.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread, and the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum, or beholden to scum, Russian scum.
Please listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike at you!
The function of all life is survival. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Oh my God.
Lock the door.
They're coming! They're coming! Help! Help! They're coming! They're coming! Listen to me!
Help me!
You're an expert, please, you're an expert in danger. Please, listen to me, something terrible. Please, you're an expert, here they are. They're already here. Help, you're an expert. They're coming.
Sleep.
The seed is planted.
Sleep. Sleep.
Terror grows.
Sleep. Elizabeth, wake up. That's you when you sleep. Sit up.
Invasion of the body snatchers.
All of a sudden, they're growing like parasites. Is it contagious?
Trump, free all the homies.
It looked right at me.
You need to get out.
You're looking at it as if it was human. It was not human.
Now, the classic fear begins to grow.
We're being cornered.
In a modern masterpiece of science fiction.
They're barricading the street.
Invasion of the body snatchers.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
That's right. And if you're on a radio station tuning in, you heard a promo piece for a tour that Sabelle Edmonds is on, our next guest here in studio with us. And I want to keep Owen Schroyer in here, one of our reporters, because he's been reading into her reports and reading her articles from newsbud.com dealing with all this. And expanding on that, we've got just this incredible political backdrop that's unfolding right now here in the United States. And that's why it's good to have Sabelle Edmonds here with us, because she can get into the whole police state and the whole surveillance grid, because she worked inside the FBI. And, you know, I think that's the best way to introduce this is to talk about yourself a little bit, Sabelle, because and your story, because it's really kind of like a skeleton key into all these other big issues.
Well, I started as my activism in the United States actually started with my 1 year work with the FBI right after 9/11. And I became a whistleblower. At the time, I didn't even know what whistleblowing was. It's just that I got to see some incredibly high-level criminal operations and cover-up by entities within our government. And I didn't go and leak everything to the media. I went to the appropriate channels. I went to the Congress, the appropriate committee, nothing happened. I went to the IG, nothing happened. I went to the court. I was blocked all the way. I went up to the Supreme Court, and they said everything about what I was blowing the whistle on, reporting, they were all classified at highest level.
So again, they scaled up right after 9/11. So you're there literally was like weeks after?
3 days after. 3 days after.
And so, I mean, most of it's classified, but the stuff you were hearing, you've testified to Congress in secret, and you've broken some of the gag orders very valiantly and talked about just the incredible things you were hearing.
Absolutely. I had to go inside SCIFs. These are the secure compartmentalized facility where nobody can eavesdrop. That's where you can talk and discuss these issues with people who have security clearance. And I have to say this, Alex, many of these issues, they shouldn't even have been classified. So when you have a government with unchecked power to classify and make anything they want secret, what you're going to get? You're going to get abuse of that power, which is exactly what they have been doing nonstop. They don't want the public to know. So what do? They classify it. They say, no, you the people, you don't have the right to know. And believe me or not, FBI was being infiltrated by so many different foreign groups. They had our so-called secrets. Our government had its own secrets, secrets that they wanted to keep from the public about themselves. The only people really who couldn't see this information happened to be the people here in the United States.
That is so powerful. They're using the secrecy to take our liberties and take our freedoms and take over the culture. But then every other government, all these corporations, they've got access to it as a new superclass. It's amazing.
Oh, it is. It was my awakening. Because look, I have degrees in criminal justice, in criminal psychology. I have a master's degree in public policy. And nothing in the government works the way they teach you in universities. I have a master's degree, 4.0 GPA. Okay, my entire education in the United States had to do with fantasies. They tell you in the books how the government in the United States is supposed to work, right? When you go inside the government, you see that, in fact, either it works the opposite way. It has nothing to do with what we are teaching our kids in a school about this, you know, system of checks and balances, separation of powers, BS. None of those are taking place. It should. The reason is not because we have these people, representatives, who have abdicated their responsibility. What do? They are not out there representing the people's interest. That includes the national security. They are there to represent a very few's interest and their own interest. And this is exactly why we are in Texas. This is why I'm in Austin today. It's because I just have to tell you this. I was shocked. When I found out about Gulen Charter School, and this is the fanatic, radical, most wanted cleric, right? Has the largest number of his schools here in the state of Texas. He has 180 schools he operates in the United States. Over 60 of them are here in the state of Texas.
Sybil Edmonds, stay right there. The magnitude of the takeover, the infiltration by globalists working with certain Islamic groups worldwide is so staggering, it makes the head spin. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Sybil Evans is with us, riding shotguns, Owen Schroyer. Stay with us.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, we've seen a misguided ne'er-do-well in New York reportedly detonate a bomb, but it looks like only the detonator went off and the major explosive didn't, wounding himself and three other people. And then you've got the whole UN program running the Islamic refugees coming in from all these war zones. You've got the EU going in and bombing Libya, attacking all these areas, engaging in all this activity. And then, at the same time, flooding Europe with all these refugees. I mean, that all fits into this. the whole Russiagate thing. What you said was so powerful last segment, and jump in any time, Owen Schroyer, who's riding shotgun with us. What you said is so powerful because it crystallizes it all. There's this political, global, corporate superstate that has access to all the intel, but nobody else does. And the governments use it to control their people. And now we've seen the deep state, Fusion GPS, the Justice Department people, and the FBI using illegal warrants that they obtained with lies to then spy on candidate Trump, President-elect Trump, and now President Trump, and they can't even find anything.
No, absolutely. There is one more element in there. That deep state that you're referring to, we are all talking about, they also have this 100% control of the media, the mainstream media. Because without having the main media, mainstream media, they can't have this control.
And you were talking about that during the break to Owen, because I walked back in and overheard it, how there's only a few places that'll cover this.
Yes. For example, we are talking about this mullah, this imam, this radical terrorist Fethullah Gulen, okay? He is...
They believe he's a Mahdi, like a Christ.
But you know how the mainstream media here in the United States is representing this guy? They are referring to him as the moderate Islamist scholar. First of all, Fethullah Gulen went to 3 years of primary school in Turkey, okay? That is his scholarly background. He doesn't even have a high school diploma.
Okay? So he went to the third grade.
That's right. And he is wanted not only in Turkey, but in other countries, okay? He has these types of charter schools in other parts of the world, but he calls them madrasas. These are not regular schools. They are madrasas. So Russia kicked him out years ago and they banned him, okay? He's wanted in Russia. He can't operate and have these madrasas in Russia. But do you know how extremist this guy is? Think about it this way, Alex. Pakistan with large number of madrasas, right?
Hmm.
Pakistan, the government in Pakistan considers this guy such a radical extremist that they banned his madrasas schools in Pakistan. So you tell me, how can a most wanted terrorist, okay, this imam, come to the United States in 1998 and become the largest operation for U.S. charter schools education system? You are looking at Muslim country, Pakistan, calling this guy a radical extremist, right? Kicking him out. He's getting $850 million U.S. taxpayers' money. And you know what he does with this money? Do you think this money is going to the teachers who are working there? This has been exposed, but you will not read this on any mainstream media out there.
Well, I remember about 5 years ago hearing people go, there's this big Islamicist, and he's the biggest owner of charter schools, and he first met with Bill Clinton, and this is a big scam through their foundation. And I remember hearing that on mainline talk radio, thinking, these right-wingers are full of baloney. So I'm more of a libertarian. I couldn't believe that the biggest charter schools in the country that kind of slip in their propaganda as well was this guy. And then we finally covered it about a year and a half ago. All hell broke loose. Hack attacks, threats. We've never had stuff like when we just reported on it and actually went and just showed some of the schools right here in Austin. For folks that don't know, explain about they believe he is this messianic person who's going to bring this final giant war. So they believe he's a god. Or, I mean, I guess like a cult leader, Kim Jong-un. How did he get so powerful and so rich? Tell us about him.
Yeah, you know what? He's richer than George Soros. His net worth in the United States for his operations, and these are front companies, front NGOs, front foundations, and the charter schools, thanks to the U.S. taxpayers, is $50+ billion. That puts him...
Globally, it's over $100 billion.
Oh, yes, absolutely. He has...
Well, clearly, he was set up with the Clintons as a front, so who is he?
Oh, he was brought into the United States by the Clinton. In 1998, per directive by Bill Clinton, he was placed on this Gulfstream, CIA Gulfstream, and while he was most wanted by Turkey, and this is NATO ally, he was brought into the United States. Initially, he lived in Langley area next to CIA's headquarters. Then he settled with his big castle compound in Pennsylvania, and he has been protected. And guess what? Some documents released by WikiLeaks about a year or two ago expose how many million dollars his network has been giving to Clinton Foundation. Okay? Now, as I said...
So that's how they work. They let them come in. They let them do things nobody else is allowed to do. They let them be tax exempt. They move the money around, and then a bunch of it goes back to the Clintons, and then they use his schools, his networks globally for their brand of Islamic takeover.
Right. Chechen terrorism, al-Nusra. There are so many different factions across the world that is being supported by his heroin money, by his money laundering. Let me just quickly recap how he launders taxpayers' money in the United States. So $850 million he gets. What he does, he brings in teachers from other countries, Saudi Arabia, Turkey. We don't have teachers in this country. So we have to bring, and there is, you know, there are no unemployed teachers, qualified teachers who need jobs. So we bring these teachers, he brings them into the United States. He says, okay, I'm going to give you $3,000 per month or $4,000. 50% of this, you're going to write a check from your checkbook and donate to this organization I have.
It makes it tax-free.
That's right. So those teachers are victims too, because he blackmailed.
But because of the Clintons, nothing's ever done. Anybody else did that, they would be arrested. But no...
It actually continued even during Bush administration.
Sure.
Because Mueller in FBI, every time the FBI agents, they would gather so much evidence against this guy, they wanted to go to court.
Sure, just like Mueller, Uranium One.
That's absolutely right. So he was a gatekeeper for 8 years.
Oh, and how powerful is this? Because it's like, it ties into everything.
Well, there's so many different angles we can go down. And I actually want to go back to what you said in the first segment you were on, how you've got all of these different countries with operatives inside the United States government that have access to all of this classified, highly sensitive material that would be considering, you know, that's compromising national security, right? But here we are freaking out about some Trump-Russia collusion that never existed, never happened. There's nothing there. They've been searching for a year. They spent over $7 million investigating this. Yet there's this entire apparatus of sensitive information that dozens, if not perhaps every country on earth could infiltrate and have access to. No investigation there. No security council, no private investigation, no team, nothing. It's all Trump-Russia that doesn't exist. I mean, that's like the most frustrating thing. I mean, other than a terrorist network infiltrating, you know, the U.S.
And let's not just forget the 7-plus million for the fake Mueller investigation in the last 11 months. You have the $13 million for the Pissgate, and the same guy made up the stuff about Trump and Epstein because it's the Clintons on the pervert plane.
Yep.
No, absolutely. In fact, Owen, you and I were talking about, because here I have a list of Texan politicians, elected officials, okay? These are in Congress, okay? These are the state representatives in Texas who have been getting tens of thousands of dollars from this criminal, radical terrorist network.
We'll be right back. So stay right there.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Sybil Edmonds is our guest. Owen Schroyer, great Infowars.com reporter, riding shotgun with us. And all of these subjects she's covering tie in to the shadow state, the whole surveillance grid, all the rest of these systems. But if we expand on this, we have to ask ourselves, why has this network been allowed to operate this long? We're going to get back to that here in just a moment. But first off, we are listener supported. It's how we fund this operation, and we sell really high quality products to be able to do it. And I just want to encourage the listeners to know that since they're demonizing anything traditional and demonizing anything that has any connotations of the Western world or whatever, why not have Christmas week? Plus, it's politically incorrect. And have some of the biggest sales of the year the week before the final week comes up for the stretch into Christmas. So I guess it was 10 years ago or so, eBay came up with not Cyber Monday, but Green Monday, saying don't drive around your cars, don't fight the traffic, don't, you know, stand in lines. Why not just order stuff online, which is a pretty smart thing to do. But what about just saving your time and your energy and not wasting money on buying all that gas? It's certainly true. So we're going to extend this throughout the week. It started today. I'm announcing it. It's called Christmas Week. Massive Christmas savings at InfoWarsStore.com plus site-wide free shipping. We have the new Alpha Power. It's designed for men, but it's great for women as well. Libido, energy, stamina, you name it. 50% off. The Real Red Pill, 50% off. DNA Force, 33% off. Survival Shield, 50% off. Knockout, 50% off. Prostagar, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. InfoWars Life, select survival food. And it's not just select ones. It's called InfoWars Select. It's powered by My Patriot Supply. It's their full catalog. 50% off, plus much more at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we don't make huge profit on each item because we sell it so low, but that's great because we end up selling more in the aggregate to help fund the operation. But whether it's fluoride-free, colloidal silver and iodine, empowered and fortified, high-quality toothpaste, or whether it's the supplements or books or videos or T-shirts, they're all available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. So, again, those are there on the site right now. So many specials, I can't list them all, but really check out the Real Red Pill, the new product, along with the new product, Alpha Power. We're going to call it Alpha Male, but I thought, you know, we need to really call this Alpha Power because the formulators say it's great for women as well. It is the strongest supplement of its type out there from our research. Increases physical and mental focus, boost sports performance. We can actually say all these things. Okay, again, just riveting info. And, Shabel, I only say this because I know you're an FBI translator, heard all the secret NSA stuff that happened around for 9/11, were a key witness in Congress, just across the board. And I know that Gulen, these things you've said have been said in the news. I know he's been indicted in a bunch of foreign countries. I know that it's reported that they're just amassing these hundreds of billions of dollars, that these schools are the most dominant in the U.S. out of nowhere. He flies around on CIA aircraft. But when you say heroin money or opium money, because, again, I haven't seen that, and I'm not challenging you, but I am, you know, saying, what's the proof of that? Because I mean, we know Turkey's a big gateway for all of that, but what else?
Turkey used to be a major gateway for all that, but things started changing after 2000. And many of these labs and the hubs for the heroin that is driven from the opium, from the puppies in Afghanistan, they relocated to Central Asia and Caucasus nations. For example, Azerbaijan, which is one of the largest hub for Fethullah Gulen's network. And what happens is that's where it's being processed. And then we do use, and I have to say this, both NATO transportation means, such as even the NATO planes, to move this heroin, the ready to be consumed heroin, into Europe. And one of the largest hubs, actually two of them, is Belgium. The second one is in Netherlands. And from there, the artery takes all this heroin across the...
And by the way, that's what you testified to in Congress.
Yes.
Is that the type of intercepts you were hearing. So are you saying you have evidence of this from intercepts you listened to in the FBI?
FBI, it was not only me. The whole department dealing with the counterintelligence, dealing with Central Asia, Caucasus, Turkey, they already knew about it.
Had you heard of Gulen then?
Oh, absolutely. See, I was the first person coming out publicly naming this guy in 2006, 2007. At that time, this profile was not out there by the mainstream media or this scholar. Every time I brought up Gulen, people would say, what is she talking about? Who is this Gulen guy? But that brings me to why I'm in Texas. Look, you mentioned Christmas. It's supposed to be politically incorrect because I'm going to be one too. I don't travel usually during the Christmas season. I want to spend that time with my family, with my 9-year-old daughter. I'm in Texas because I want to not only challenge Gulen's network, which is deepest in two states, Illinois, Obama's state, and Texas, the two largest hubs in the United States. And there are people, there are American U.S. representatives who have been elected by the Texans, okay, placed in office to represent the interest, the best interest of the Americans, their constituents. But these people have been pocketed, and the reports are out. Even the left's website, Center for Public Integrity a year ago put out how many hundreds of thousands of dollars each one of these representatives have been getting.
It's bipartisan, isn't it?
Well, I thought so. It is to a large degree, absolutely. But for some reason, when it comes to Texas, I have a printout here. These are the representatives who have gone to lavish trips to Turkey, okay? And they're all Democrats.
All Democrats.
And in Texas, especially in Texas. And I tried to find one or two representatives who are on our side, and they are looking
See, I was trying to be fair, because I did my own research, like I said, a year and a half ago. We did a bunch of reports, David Knight did. And I mean, they really, stuff went crazy when we started covering it. And here we are again. But I noticed it was mainly Democrats, because the Clintons had brought them in. And I guess then they give money into this. What do they get? I guess money back?
Well, not only that, they get campaign money, go on these very luxury trips, first class tickets. They take their spouses and their kids. They go to Turkey. These are the Texans.
And then who knows what else? Because the Gulen Network.
Lots of gifts. Okay. Tens of thousands of dollars in gifts.
It's like the second most powerful group in Turkey, right?
I would say first. I mean, it depends on who you're asking. But I tried to find in Texas representatives who have stood up for the people and the interest of the Texans here, especially with the...
How did Gulen get so powerful? I mean, before he came here and the Clintons set him up. I mean, it's just crazy.
Because everything that they needed to set up this whole presence was given to them by the CIA. Their front NGOs, the guy is not even U.S. citizen, okay? His green card...
Let's list some of these Democrats in Texas.
Okay. Well, before, let me mention someone who's good, okay? Let's give credit to someone who has been doing a good job. Here is a congressman, Texan, okay? His name is, here it is, the only one we have found in Texas, Republican Congressman Dan Flynn. He's the chair of the House Pension Committee and sits on the Defense and Veterans Committee. He's the only one with guts who have stood up for the security, for the welfare of the Texans, okay? He actually said this. This is a quote I'm going to read from Congressman Dan Flynn. He said, Texas taxpayers are in fact in danger, and our education system, not to mention the safety of our citizens, seems to be in peril. This is on Gulen Network. He's the only congressman, and we really have to give him the credit.
Wow.
And now let's read these cowards, okay? Because they have been under investigation.
It's incredible. Stay there. And Owen Schroer, I want you to jump in, because Owen knows a lot about this as well. That's why I kept him in here. We'll be right back. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer's riding the shotgun with us. He's about to get in his car in about 10 minutes and drive down with the crew to the Austin Police Department, because Antifa, with guns, wearing mask yesterday, kept him from being able to go to a park for a vigil for a woman slain by an illegal alien. So that's just some of the news that we've got on that front, and that ties into Antifa, because we were talking about Antifa during the break and how it ties into the CIA, the Clintons, the Gulen Network, and all the rest of it, because it's Antifa that's been coming after Sabelle and you know, threatening her online and things, because they're funded by Soros. It's the same giant rogue group in our intelligence agencies. And Owen, I know you've got some points. I want you to jump in here.
I couldn't believe it when you were talking about your plan tomorrow to go to these offices and to raise awareness about the Gulen Charter School Network. And you were saying how you're expecting Antifa to show up. I couldn't even believe that. I mean, why would Antifa show up for you trying to redress your grievances with government here? But more specifically, you're saying they're showing up and they're targeting your reports and your coverage because they say you're anti-Islam. So I'm just trying, it just makes no sense to me. What do they think happened in New York today? I want to go. If they're going to be there, I want to be there too, because I'm sick of these people. I'm ready to meet them again. And they need to know that we're not going to be standing down to their bullying. I mean, that's ridiculous. See, because if they're going to stop you from talking to our actual representation, and they're going to stop me from going to a political event. I mean, this is open shut case. This is a denial of civil rights. And it's time to start putting these people behind bars. And I'm telling you, I'm telling you, as soon as they start getting arrested, they're not going to show up anymore. They will be gone and they'll be done with it.
No, it's Democrat cities are letting them do this.
Absolutely shocked, because yesterday I got these texts from our community members, from our NewsBud community members, saying, don't go to Austin. It's too dangerous. And they cited your case. And they said most, you know, the police, they stood there. They didn't do really anything about this. Now, look.
We're going to apply pressure today.
I would like for us to come and capture that as well, because, you know, it's one thing if something like this happens in one of the, not that I have anything against vegetarians, but vegetarian states in New England, okay, where you have these people all gathering, but happening in Texas, I have to say, I was flabbergasted. This is happening in Texas?
Armed groups, 30, 40 men in masks with guns saying you're not going on the Capitol grounds and just ramming you and saying, are you scared? Are you scared?
You know why I'm really angry about this? Because I moved to Oregon 5 years ago, Alex, and we covered Malheur protests, okay, with the militia. And these people were peace-loving family people. They had zero incidents of violence except the one that was perpetuated by our government, killing an unarmed, innocent man that I went to his funeral, okay? And this is Lavoy Finicum.
Yes.
Okay? And day in, day out, every single day, mainstream media portrayed them as what? As violent, skinhead, look, they are carrying guns. Yet, I couldn't find this incident with Owen on any of the mainstream media.
Yeah, nothing. They never pick it up.
But you know what? This is Texas. And what I'm surprised are Texans. I mean, what happened to the Texans' mentality?
Well, people expect the cops to do something, and the police are ordered to stand down.
Well, whoever,
by the way, the Antifa support the cop-killing groups. The police literally bow down to the people that kill them.
Well, here's the strange dynamic, because obviously I've become familiar with a lot of these police officers in Austin, and most of them are good people, and we'll have conversations, and we'll talk, and we'll try to work things out. So it's obvious.
We're not saying they're individually bad.
No. It's obvious to me that there is some sort of order. They're under some sort of order. They're under some sort of directive to not deal with these people, to let them do whatever it is. And part of me can understand it. It's like, okay, they are a group of crazy individuals, and maybe they'll eventually go away, but they're not. They're getting more violent. They're getting more vitriolic. They're bringing more guns. They're masking themselves. They're intimidating women. I mean, it has to stop. So that's why we're going to go apply public pressure. I'm going to state my cases. They've got multiple charges that we
can charge them with. You were there. You shot an hour and 7 minute live video. You have videos of women being beaten up.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Millie deals with it, too. That's what I'm saying. I couldn't believe that they're going to show up to protest her. I'm shocked that they even have the wherewithal to follow NewsBud.
By the way, she's a famous lady that exposed 9/11, exposed Bush.
I don't understand why.
Exposed the whole thing.
And not only that, Alex.
And drug dealing and child kidnapping. Remember, you were the first to say these international rings are trafficking in children. And now it's all coming out.
You know what?
I know it's classified, but what did you hear in the FBI situation room?
Alex, what is ironic is I come from Turkey, Muslim country, right? They are calling me anti-Islam, xenophobic, racist, sexist. I mean, how could that be? I'm from Turkey. My grandparents are Muslims, right? And they are saying I'm going after this terrorist, this radical, has nothing to do with Islam.
But see, you're a smart, successful woman with degrees that's been a whistleblower, and you're good looking. They want you to just shut up. Women, the left, the controlled left just wants women to sit down and shut up and then claim that they represent you. That's why, because you're effective, they're scared. And this big Clinton Foundation network is Gulen. It's clear.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the Clintons. He
George
met with Clinton.
Soros? Are you kidding me? Absolutely. But look.
Yeah, we don't just blame Soros it's because he's behind everything.
Oh, he is?
It's like door number one, Soros. Door number 10, Soros. Door number 5, Soros. Door number 70, Soros.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, literally, I expect he like appears in a poof of smoke like the devil.
Door number 80, Clinton holding Soros' hand. Yeah, it's always the same.
Well, tomorrow we're going to be in front of the Capitol building, okay?
What time is that?
10 o'clock in the morning, okay? I traveled all the way from Oregon to be here.
I'm joining you. I'm joining you. If Antifa's going to be there, I'm going to be there too.
Okay?
This is ridiculous.
So I'm asking the like-minded, the real Texans.
I feel like I'm sending everybody off to war.
No,
this is getting crazy.
They need
the Force Awakens. I mean, we got to do something.
Oh, and Texans need to show that we have spine here. Okay,
yeah, communist wearing with guns and clubs. I know. I can't believe it.
I have lived all over the world. Okay, and I have been in some of these countries, and I tell you, these people—they are. the American jihadis. The Antifa people, they are the American jihadis.
And they look, whether they're black or white, they're mainly white, it they have that same zombie look that jihadis have, where they look like their brain got sucked out. I'm not just saying it. They all look like zombies. What's wrong with them?
But doesn't it show you how much they lack intelligence and education, where they're coming after you saying you're anti-Islam, xenophobic or whatever. They don't know your history. Or they come out here and they say,
well,
that's
just their cover to be vicious to her. And then the modern left goes, oh, if they're saying that she's a conservative, kill her. Because it's a dehumanization like Hitler and the Jews. They just demonize a group, and then once they've demonized it, they can do whatever they want.
And they don't understand anything about fascism, where if they lived in a fascist country, they'd all be in jail.
But it's beyond that. They want power. They're all beta male soy boy cucks, and they want to use the systems protecting them to go out and be thugs.
So we need to bring down those systems if they're built to protect them, because they're supposed to protect the people and the republic, not violent offenders.
Well, I hope that I'm going to see many Texans in Austin joining us tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock in the morning.
You know, it's early South for them. Entry. Antifa, that's a little early for them. They like to sleep in. So
I believe that. But I have a list of names here. There are four traitors here.
These are the Democrats in Texas.
And I had no idea that they were all going to be Democrats. I didn't know until I started printing out the names for the Texan elected politicians. And you know what? The whole thing is, you can go and vote for a president and say, drain the swamp.
We got to drain it local.
We have to drain the swamp ourselves.
So let's read the people that are on the Gulen payroll.
These are the swamp people we need to get rid of.
We're going to break in about a minute.
So we have Congresswoman Donna Howard, okay, District 48. We have Congressman Eddie Lucio, District 38. We have Congresswoman Alma Allen, District 131. And we have Congresswoman Sanfronia Thompson, District 141. These people have pocketed tens of thousands of dollars from this radical terror organizations. They have taken, they have gone on the trips, luxury trips to Turkey, five-star resorts. Some of them have taken their spouses with them. And they are allowing these charter schools to operate without any scrutiny. So many people have filed for investigation requests, even people from the left, NAACP, they are not doing it. They have been pocketed. This is the swamp. This is not something that you can expect from one president to go and drain. Every one of these people living in these districts have the obligation. It's incumbent. You know, we have to do this.
All right.
We have to drain the swamp ourselves. Don't sit and say, why somebody is not doing something about this. Do it. There are elections coming up. Do it. And we have the names. We're going to publish it on our website.
Sure.
And
we're about to go to break. It shows how arrogant the globalists were in Hillary. She thought she was going to get back into office, use the whole Russian narrative on Trump. Owen's going to leave us. But when we come back, I want to, what did you find with Owen?
Can I just give a final statement? It was Peaceful Streets Project, not Safe Streets Project. Peaceful Streets Project. That's Joshua Pineda. I just wanted to correct that.
Hold on. Let's do 5 more minutes. And then I'm going to come back after that and get into not just Gulen, but the Clinton Foundation with the top expert on all this. Sibel Edmund, straight ahead. Third hour, please spread the word.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high.
Owen, I wanted to hold you over. Sibel Edmund's a consummate whistleblower, a great patriot, a former FBI translator with the NSA, transcripts, exposing what really happened on 9/11, just a key person. We're going to cover more big picture, your take on the foundation and stuff next segment. And then also open the phones up. Toll-free number, if you'd like to be able to talk to Sibel Edmund's, is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. Owen will be gone. We're going to be specifically talking about the foundations, the NSA, the funding of radical Islam by the globalist arm that the Clinton Foundation is a big part of, and where these networks are today and how we stop them. Again, I didn't even know what Gulen networks were. I'd heard about it like 10 years ago, 5 years ago, knew about it. But thought, oh, it was just some peaceful little thing. And then I learned about the Clintons, all of it. So Bell's a really well-researched person. And a lot of what she's talked about, I've seen in the news. Some of it I haven't. It's up to all of you out there to go research this information for yourself. But what we do know is they were brought in by the Clintons as part of this larger network. that needs to be looked at. But you were raising points about Fusion GPS, Owen, and the same guy that's involved in that.
So we're starting to connect some of the dots and find the web here of connections between the Obama administration, the Clintons, and the deep state. And Bruce Orr's, well, he was demoted. He technically wasn't fired from the DOJ. He was demoted. He was on an extreme amount of these different boards or committees or what have you. But regardless, he gets demoted. Now, what's key about Bruce Orr is that Bruce Orr is an individual from the DOJ who met with Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS, and he also met with Christopher Steele, who doctored or made up the Russian Trump dossier, the fake news that got spread that only BuzzFeed would pick up after everyone.
I mean, this is so sensational how staged all this is and how they've been caught.
So here's the connection that Bruce Orr has, though. So not only was Bruce Orr meeting with those two people, maybe that's okay, maybe it's not, we don't really know, but he was also meeting with Barack Obama in the White House regularly. So again, is this just regular activity that Bruce Orr is doing, or is there something else? I mean, we have all of these investigations into collusion, right? Okay, well, how about some collusion there? I mean, we've got the names. We know what they did. The dossier's fake. So there's some collusion right there. So is that why Bruce Orr was demoted? And
well, of course it was. And that's why, all the rest of these people, they've been caught. This is such a giant scandal where they've been caught accusing Trump and all of us for what they... I mean, they call me a Russian agent, Rand Paul a Russian agent.
It's ridiculous.
Tucker Carlson, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, Trump has sanctions on Russia right now.
By the way, I mean, you were there. You talked about narcotics trafficking, trafficking in children, all this classified stuff you're not supposed to get into that you told Congress that you were hearing. I know the Russians were one of the first to help us after 9/11 with air bases and all the rest of it. From your research, what was the Russian dirt, if any?
While I was working for the FBI? No, actually, the FBI's largest translation division used to be Russian language during the whole
Cold War.
Soviet Union. But afterwards, I have to tell you this, there was basically nothing. I mean, they had to let a lot of people go because there was not much happening. What was happening was mostly from our sides because we were engaged in this competition of who was going to get the control of the resources in Central Asia Caucasus. You know, with Saudi Arabia, oil has a deadline of what? Another 15, 20 years, there won't be any oil there. So the attention...
Sure, and Russia appeared to back the U.S. in that energy grab. So then how have they been rewarded now? It's crazy.
Well, it was crazy.
I mean, wasn't Putin at that time trying to work with Bush?
Well, what happened was this, though. We had the deep state here who were organizing, arming, training these terror cells.
Okay? To then attack the Russian crescent.
And that, again, started during Bill Clinton's administration.
Well, let's come back. Owen's going to leave and go file that criminal report on Antifa. But let's talk big picture. You're a genius at this. But, I mean, I've studied what the Russians have done. I mean, literally, they tried to come into the West and just go, let's do business. And they said, no, here's a bunch of terrorists going to blow you up. How's that sound?
That's exactly what we did. In the 1990s, that's what we did.
And then and then they blame the Russians for all this. It's just unbelievable. I mean, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Conspiracy theories were first spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones.
But to get the employee at YouTube on tape admitting that they do it? I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Name Alex Jones.
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 Alex Jones is a lunatic.
Because I know that these are legitimate news organizations. And if at that point somebody decides they're going to scroll past that and go find Alex Jones, well, they were looking for him speaking with anyone.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars went even further.
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a rapist.
Infowars.com.
Infowars comes to mind.
Infowars. Infowars.
The, right now, the war is the Infowar.
You watch Infowars?
I got a chair going.
Looking at widely reported information from InfoWars.
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 InfoWars.com.
I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
Hello, this is Hank Hill. And I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. This could be the great Trojan horse of all time. Because you look at the migration, study it, look at it. Now they'll start infiltrating with women and children. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. She stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. I saved you, cried the woman. And you've bit me, heavens why. You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
I don't want to just sit here and go along with the neocon clash of civilizations, where they fund radical Islam, they destabilize the area, and then they use that as a pretext for us to be in the area, but then also flood Europe with the radical Islamists to use that to bring in a police state on top of it. Sybil Edmonds is one of the top whistleblowers ever from the FBI and, of course, with NSA intercepts, testified secretly to Congress, broke gag orders, later to expose so much of now that's all been confirmed. She's here in town to give a speech tomorrow about the Gulen Network. This is a short segment time we have left. Long segment coming up. Take some of your phone calls next segment. Sybil, you were getting into the whole geopolitical about Russia as a way to understand it from their perspective. I was saying, when you were at the FBI, did you see the Russians even doing the things they're saying now? And you were saying no. And that's just a fact. And then why did Russia come to our aid after 9/11? Like, hey, okay, come take the resources in the area. And then it seemed like they were just trying to work with the U.S. over and over again, but being double-crossed with the globalists in Serbia and other areas, using the very radical Islamists that they were backing through these networks and the Clinton Foundation to attack and destabilize. It's so clear, and it looks like Trump is now ending that double deal and is trying to roll up a lot of these groups, at least to a certain extent. Can you give your expert geopolitical analysis of that?
Absolutely. I really hope what you're predicting is accurate. That would be if the CIA is truly on board of not pursuing these terror policies all over the former Soviet Union states, such as those in Central Asia and Caucasus, because that's exactly what we did. In 1990s, we created, and this was United States together with some European nations and NATO. We said, what we want to do is we want to break up Russia further. So we started funding, training, okay, arming various minority factions within even Russia's own mainland. For example, the regions of Dagestan, Chechnya. And believe me or not, in 1990s, the headquarters for this training used to be in Turkey. In fact, the Chechen leader's office headquarters was in Ankara, and this was official, not like a secret office. That's where they received all the funding from the United States, from NATO, and they arm these Chechen groups to go and blow up schools, little babies, little children in Russia, okay? And to basically do all the things that we are accusing, you know, ISIS be doing or Al-Qaeda. We were training them.
But it backfired. It only made a strong leader come to the fore and finally unified the Russians.
Well, to a certain degree, it did. And then some other countries, for example, Azerbaijan, their candidacy for NATO membership was approved. Okay, so it was who was going to get aligned with who kind of a dynamics we got to see in late 1990s, in early 2000s. But you are right. It is falling apart. That whole plan is falling apart. You even have some Eastern European countries who are saying, we have had it. We don't want to be on this camp. And guess what? One of our newest additions to our team at NewsBud is William Engel, okay? He exposed Soros network, okay, in Hungary. And you know what happened in Hungary? They banned all Soros organizations, offices, networks completely.
I was about to say, they're not being driven to the hands of Russia either. They're becoming their own sovereign countries with the libertarian reboot. Yes. I've got to brag, a lot of our information is at the presidential level there. And shows like this are helping everybody become decompartmentalized.
You're absolutely right. It's having a domino effect. For example, with this attempted coup in Turkey, one of the first things they did, the Turkish government, they shut down Soros foundations. You know how many organizational offices front Soros has in Turkey with supporting Gulen's network? So Turkey said, we're not going to do this. We are seeing it happening. But you know what they are doing? The mainstream media here and in Europe, right? They are doing the same thing. Anybody who is nationalistic, they want their own sovereignty, is being accused of being neo-Nazi fascist.
And what we've got is multinational networks using Western intelligence agencies to carry out their own operations. Removing this is our patriotic duty. And you notice all these states aren't going Russian or they're going Americana libertarian. They like Ron Paul. They like Donald Trump. They like Alex Jones. They like Putin. They see him as a nationalist and a Christian. And that's all this is the return of the nation state. And we should celebrate it.
Look, you popularize the term New World Order, right? When nobody was talking about it. Well, there was this awakening for them. I was talking to this reporter in Greece, and he said, we are trying to get rid of Soros foundations over here as well. We want to be Greece. We don't want to be some kind of a dot within the EU map.
We don't want to be part of this global corporate domination that isn't American run. We just pay for it. That's what Trump understands.
But Alex, the deep state is not going to sit idle. What do you think is happening with this hoax called Russiagate? Because they are not sitting idle. And I'm afraid there are still so many people within the CIA and the FBI, SES level people, who are not supporting. They are doing the opposite. So, you know, like Turkish President Erdogan, I know he's being accused of being dictatorial.
Hold on, finish. We got to go to break. When we come back, let's hit that. I promise a bunch of callers straight ahead. She's on fire. It's Abel Edmonds. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
T-Bell Evans is with us for only one more segment. She's speaking tomorrow. You can find out at newsbud.com right here in Austin, Texas. Antifa's been threatening her, telling her not to come, not to speak, but she's going to do it. We got Nick, Mark, and a bunch of other callers. I'm going to try to go to in just a moment. But you were saying you had one other point you wanted to make.
Yes, it's very interesting, and in a way, it is disheartening how polarized our country has become. And I know mainstream media has played a major role because it's by design. It is this divide and conquer is by design. I mean, we just talked about the new American jihadis, the Antifa group, but do you see mainstream media covering them? No. And I have had people actually issuing threats because I came on your show. It was a couple of weeks ago. Emails. Actually, I had some members of our community, subscribers, who said, You're going on InfoWars. That means you have become, this is me, okay? You have become the neo-Nazi, skinhead, right-wing. I mean, they called all sorts of names. But you know what? For every 20 I lost, I gained 40. It's not about that, but I would like to go on record.
You're saying it's a new climate of intimidation.
We have been... You have had me the first time. It was 2005, 2006. And this was when I had the gag orders. Nobody in mainstream media, nobody was willing to touch. Nobody was willing to touch me. Okay, guess what? My case was covered through your channel, and I greatly appreciated that, okay?
And it helped it break out and get really big.
But you know what I appreciated the most? There were some so-called, you know, media outlets during Bush administration, and they were liberal, and just to get back at Republicans, they had me on. The moment Obama administration came on, and I started independently criticizing Obama. I was a whistleblower during Bush administration. I started criticizing Obama administration, okay? The man who broke so many laws, but he got Nobel Peace Prize, Transparency Award, the only president who jailed whistleblowers. But what I'm saying is you covered our whistleblowers because my organization has 150 national security whistleblowers, NSA, FBI, DEA. You always provided platform for them saying, yes, I'll have you on my guest. Whether it was during the Obama administration or Bush administration or right now during Trump administration. This is unheard of because what you get is people like Amy Goodman, Democracy Now!, they had me on their show during Bush administration. I became caca. I became the real pariah when it came to Obama administration. I was officially banned from outlets like Democracy Now! Because this is what they do, is divide and conquer. But I have to say, I do appreciate the job you're doing here, your great team is doing here with InfoWars, because no matter who the administration, no matter which party the majority, you have given us, the whistleblowers, a platform.
Well, let me just say
InfoWars,
this.
And that includes David as well. I have to give a shout out
David Knight's
too.
Awesome.
David Knight has been
amazing. Well, sure. I mean, you know who I really think? It's the listeners. And it's the folks that support us and the affiliates, the people that have gone through this with us. Because here's the thing. We're really seeking the truth. And I know before we go after Gulen like this that they're dangerous, they're powerful, it's a Clinton Foundation cutout. I understand. In fact, that's why I get so serious here at the office behind the scenes. This is not, when we do this, when I had you on, there was a gag order and they were saying they were going to arrest people that interviewed you and arrest you. We did it because I'm ready to go to prison for the truth to expose, I mean, as you said, child kidnapping trafficking. And I know we got callers. I may have to hold you over longer. I know you want to go eat barbecue and I got another guest coming on, but I'll get to these callers. But I know they say they'll arrest you if you talk about the classified stuff, but some of it has come out. But when we talk about international groups, rich guys on airplanes, trafficking mainly in little girls and young women, I mean, you confirmed to Congress in classified briefings that you're sitting there at the FBI listening to this. I mean, I'm not putting your words in your mouth. I remember when you first were able to come on my show and talk about it.
Yeah, I talked about, look, Republican Dennis Hastert, the Speaker of the House, the fact that he was involved with these, you know, he was molesting little boys. Those boys were given to him during his foreign trips as gifts, 9 years, 10 years old. So it cuts across, you know, through.
Exactly. No, and we were exposing it then.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. There is nonpartisan.
Well, you've got degrees in law enforcement and all of it. That's how they use this to compromise people.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Gosh, they can never compromise me with kids. Why, kids aren't good for sex. I mean, it's insane.
It is insane. And believe me or not, there is this thing called, and I have to say this, even when during the Bush administration, I blew the whistle, I came on your show, I didn't get attacks from the right, even though it was a Republican president.
The left are making their move. They're making their takeover move.
Like rabies. I have never seen anything like this during this Obama administration.
They dump hot coffee on me in the street.
That's what I'm saying. It's the opposite.
And they run up to Owen and go, Nazi scum, when he's never said a racist thing in his life. But that's their way to dehumanize you. They just want to be hateful trash. But explain to people.
That's why I call them the American jihadis. That's what they have morphed into. And this is why majority of our whistleblowers, even those people who were leaning that way, now they're considering themselves like me, more libertarian. You know, lowercase l. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I am a libertarian.
You're saying all the high-level CIA and NSA whistleblowers you've got, highly decorated.
The legit ones.
Because they've gone from being you know, mainly a little more liberal to being, hey, libertarian. The left's insanity has driven them to that.
I'll give you an example. Okay, you have John Kriyaka, right? He went to jail under Obama administration, okay? The man who won the Transparency Award, okay? The Nobel Peace Prize winner. He's the one who's, for the first time, jailed.
How did they get the mainline left, who used to be good about... used to be good about not wanting to have spying and not wanting to have torture. How did they become the ones that promote it? And they'll go, oh, look, Trump promotes it. Trump's just being honest that it's going on. I'm not saying I agree with it. I disagree. At least he's honest.
He's being open about it. It's
what
not
you get with Trump.
From both sides of his mouth, which you got from Obama. And to me, it still is the mind-boggling thing. That man gets to have Nobel Peace Prize. That man gets to have transparency.
Isn't it? I don't like the fact that Trump supports torture, but then it's like sickeningly refreshing that he just says it. He's not even hiding anything.
That's right. Let's not hide it. Let's have it. That's when we can have dialogue about it.
The reason Trump says that is it's still going on. Right.
No, absolutely. So I really want to really express my appreciation for this great team. And on behalf of my whistleblowers, legit whistleblowers, yes, once in a while, sometimes you get some people who use the name whistleblowers, but they are propped by the deep state to give legitimacy to whatever it is they are promoting. So that's my appreciation of what InfoWars has done, and has done it consistently. As I said, three administrations, and over how long has it been? I feel old now talking about it, Alex.
Well, you're still very lovely. I'm not. I've gotten ugly.
13, 14 years.
Yeah, but I've been on air 22 years. I've been interviewing you for a long, long time, and you're doing a great job. And of course, you write and run several sites. Which one's the best one? Newsbud?
Newsbud.com. This is our own small alternative independent media. We don't get a single dollar from Soros or any foundations, the deep state foundations. By the way, you're not 501c3, are you?
No.
I love you. I'm sorry. I had to say that. See, if you want to have a soup house, you know, do some humanitarian stuff, do 501c3. But if you do it for a news organization who's a government watchdog, and if you're 501c3, BS, because that doesn't work. Because in order...
By the way, I didn't get to the calls because you're so on fire. We have another guest coming. Do a little bit more with us so we get to these calls.
It's a very important issue, Alex.
Yes, it is.
There are these so-called 501c3 news organizations.
And they won't report the news.
Of course they are not.
Because they're government.
Their tax-free status is tied up.
Stay right there. We got to go to break.
Yes.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones, and Aaron Klein, Breitbart.com Jerusalem editor, is joining us here in just a moment to not just talk about Trump basically officially recognizing Israel as a state. I mean, that's what this really is. This isn't just about the embassy. And then we're also going to get into the Roy Moore situation. He is right there just a few days out from the election, that special election, this big bellwether right there in Alabama, tracking all of this. As you know, we were the first to predict here, ladies and gentlemen, that they were burning Weinstein and burning Kevin Spacey and all these people to build a wave to make it look like it's legitimate for Trump to stand down when there's no evidence. There is tons of evidence with the other men. Now, Democratic Party operatives have been admitting that. I have clips on CNN, MSNBC. We haven't even gotten to yet, but that ties into all of this. But before I go any further here today, I wanted to just briefly remind you that we're launching something called Christmas Week. Instead of having Green Monday that they launched to be environmental, don't drive, don't fight the, you know, the mall crowds, which is a great idea, shop online. Well, shop online with patriots that are fighting to restore this republic and empower our economy and who promote freedom. And we have supplements, books, films, T-shirts, water filtration systems. So many incredible things available at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping has now been brought back store-wide, and we have 60-plus items at 50% off. These aren't non-bestsellers. These are Brain Force. These are the real red pill. These are the new product, Alpha Power. Out of the gates, some of these new products, 50% off. I want you to see how amazing they are. And many of these, like DNA Force, 33% off, and others, have a lot of clinical studies behind them as well on the amazing properties they have. You see how good our research is on politics in the world, how game-changing it is. I go out to the top experts to bring you the very best products like Brain Force, Alpha Power, Survival Shield, all the storable food at InfoWarsStore.com, fresh, brand new, produced in America, powered by My Patriot, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And since the globalists hate anything traditionalist and want to get rid of everybody's cultures and just say the holidays, they don't want to hear Hanukkah, they don't want to hear Christmas, they don't want to hear any other thing either. It's just get rid of any culture. We're calling it Christmas week. Huge sales are going to run throughout this week, so you can be sure and order anytime up until the 19th and get delivered anywhere in the United States before Christmas. And that means places like Hawaii, you name it. So, again, joining us, ladies and gentlemen, right now is the Breitbart.com Jerusalem editor, Aaron Klein, best-selling author, researcher. I'm not going to go over his whole lengthy bio. He's been with us before. Where do you want to begin? The situation in the Middle East, the latest terror attack today, that Google's now censoring people. They're saying don't say it's Islamic. Or do you want to get into the Roy Moore situation first?
If the United States moves its embassy, and by the way, maybe in a year, maybe 4 years, depending on how long it takes to build an embassy, that doesn't preclude the Palestinians getting in the future, and I don't think they should, but getting some sort of entity or capital in Jerusalem as well. And also, by the way, I don't get why how it is that Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority president, can get away with saying that this is the United States withdrawing from the so-called peace process, because I'm sorry, but I know history, and what I've seen time and again is actually the Palestinians being offered, I think, a state six times, seven times in 2000, 2001, 2008.
Well, I was about to say, you know, I've been criticized for not being pro-Israel enough, and I've been criticized for being a, you know, supposedly agent by the left. But now they just say you're a Nazi. Now they say Trump's a Nazi, Netanyahu's a Nazi. Of course, the images don't really work with it being a you know, Jewish country. And this just goes on and on and on. And exactly, the more you appease the Palestinians, the more they attack, and Saudi Arabia won't take them, Jordan won't take them, Egypt won't take them, and then you've got all these people running around like Linda Sorcerer. Everybody else just says push Israel into the ocean, and then Trump just says we're already having our meetings in Jerusalem. You know, we passed a law decades ago saying we're going to do it. We're going to do it. It's reality. You're already blowing us up. You know, the terror group said we're going to blow you up if you move your embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and they said, but we're going to blow you up if you don't. So I just say, you know, it's reality. Here's the gauntlet. Kissing your butts hasn't worked. And you need to now come to the table and be realistic. Just like you said, I know the word is Trump behind the scenes. You probably have intel on this. Is actually working on a pretty good deal, trying to work with Israel and work with the Palestinians if they would just be realistic. I'm being told there's some pretty big concessions behind the scenes that Netanyahu and others have been talking about doing if the Palestinians are realistic and stop saying we're going to push Israel into the ocean. They have to stop doing it. They have to say Israel has a right to be there in those areas and then share power if people are reasonable.
Well, you know, we've tried the same exact formula for decades, which is the two-state solution, which, by the way, I just don't like these terms. Like, two-state solution almost sounds like the final solution. But, you know, the two-state solution would be a state for Israel on the one hand, which is a democracy, and then a state for the Palestinians on the other hand, while they support terror and refuse to recognize the existence of Israel. So we've tried it, though, for decades, and what has happened is that every single time, it's an exact mathematical equation. 100% of the time that the Palestinians have been offered a state, including on everything they ever said they wanted, Gaza Strip, West Bank, eastern sections of Jerusalem, 100% of the time, they not only rejected the state with no counteroffers, but instead they launched violence, they launched intifadas. And so now, Abbas right now is in a unity deal with Hamas. In other words, the Palestinian government is a terrorist government outright. They're in a partnership with Hamas. So that kind of outs the Palestinian Authority for what they are. That being said, first of all, because of Iran, because of the rise of the Iranian Shiite access throughout the Middle East, what you have now are the Sunnis, meaning especially Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Kuwait and the UAE and the who's who of the Sunni Arab world, they hate Iran so much and they are so threatened by Iran and by Barack Obama's nuclear deal with the Iranians that they now understand that they need to create a coalition, an alliance, and then at the center of that coalition is Israel, the mightiest military in the Middle East. And so actually there happens to be a pretty unique opportunity, I think, even historic, because the tectonic plates have shifted so dramatically in the last few years with Iran taking over in Syria and in other places, that actually the Saudis want, I wouldn't say they want peace with Israel, but they understand.
Stay there, Aaron Klein. This is riveting. We'll be right back and we'll talk Roy Moore. That's Bing Crosby. Every time I play this song, I'm going to tell you, 5 years ago I first heard they wanted to ban it. They have banned it on most college campuses. They've banned a bunch of others. This is the total mind control going on. And again, I just remember over the years, because I didn't want to get in the middle of the Israel-Palestinian thing. To me, that's overseas. It's kind of like a Ron Paul guy. I just say, stay out of this all. I don't hate the Muslims. Don't hate Israel. You know, just. And then I would just get bullied online and by leftist publications going, Jones hates Muslims. Jones is a racist. Jones is probably on the payroll of Israel. Never been to Israel. And it was actually their bullying trying to make me be anti-Israel that made me study it more and become pro-Israel. So good luck with all of that bullying that's gone on. And now it's just fever, crazy town level and how dare Israel even exist, and oh my gosh, and on and on and on. The media, if Israel ever shoots back and kills somebody, oh, they're murderers. But then when I watch the Islamic Spring and all this stuff, the Arab Spring, murdering over a million people, killing Christians, blowing up over 1,000 churches in 4 countries, selling women into sex slavery, the media would have Anderson Cooper going, look, they're liberating Egypt, they're liberating Libya, they're liberating Syria. But thank God our military, the Russians, Trump, everybody else said, we're not going to be part of this anymore. And so as the editor for Breitbart Jerusalem, Aaron Klein, bestselling author, talk show host, you name it, was just saying, if you just tuned in, now finally, because of Trump and the leadership and how out of control Iran's gotten, Saudi Arabia and others are going, okay, we're going to stop funding both sides. We want to fix this and have a peace deal. So, Aaron, you got caught up with the break. You said the planets have aligned, basically, or the tectonic plates have aligned, finally for some big deal. What's the word? Is anything leaking out of the Knesset? Because Trump, you know, says he wants this big deal in Israel. And my sources say Trump is working, Kushner and others, on some really big deal that if the Palestinians will just accept it, they're going to really get a place at the table, industry, jobs, infrastructure, but they can't have terrorists as their leaders.
You know, to me, what I'm hearing is that the big deal, quote unquote, is more Israel and the Arab world. Because, as I said before the break, because the Arab world now is so aligned against Iran, they're actually willing to come to an accommodation. In fact, they want it. They also want it for their economy, because Israel is the high-tech leader of the world, in fact. A lot of the major high-tech firms are based not just in Silicon Valley. They have a satellite office in Israel. So, but because of Iran, basically, the deal that I'm hearing is something larger. Israel, the Saudis, the UAE. And so you have the larger Arab countries that are now trying to pressure the Palestinian Authority, which has rejected every deal until now and is in a unity deal with Hamas, to accept something. And, you know, what you were just saying before about the left in America attacking you and the issue of Israel, it's actually connected in many ways to what's going on here in Alabama, because it's the same mentality and certainly what's going on with all the sex assault accusations around the country. And that is, we're supposed to believe suddenly after decades of the media, of the Democrat Party, and sometimes the establishment Republicans, not just defending a rapist president, but covering up for him and then actively smearing the very credible accusers of Bill Clinton, like Juanita Broderick, who I have interviewed several times. I interviewed, by the way, the nurse who found her immediately after she says Bill Clinton.
Absolutely happened. He settled a bunch of them. You got Fusion GPS caught with the Epstein made-up stuff, Bill Clinton, so they could try to blame Trump, but you'll cover up for him. Exactly. They clearly are getting rid of Deadwood, people they knew they couldn't cover up for anymore, and to build this whole momentum as if, well, now Trump's got to step down when there's no evidence of it. It's completely transparent. So what do you think's about to happen with Moore in this special election, Aaron Klein?
So first, you know, there's total Democrat hypocrisy, clearly what's going on here, covering up for Bill all these years. And now all of a sudden we're supposed to believe that they have a major issue with sex assault and they're supporters of women, right? And actually the left in America kind of does the same thing, by the way, with Israel, where they claim they stand for women's rights, gay rights, and yet the one and only country in the entire Middle East that actually has women as equal citizens, and Jews and Christians and Muslims and everyone of every sexuality, that's the country they're attacking. But here in Alabama, I've been here for over a month, actually, way before almost any other member of the national news media. In fact, I think I was the first from the national
news. I was about to say, because I remember reading, I mean, you got there almost before the scandal even broke.
Yeah, by the way, separately, I wasn't even here for this scandal. I came to just investigate Doug Jones and his radical left ties that I started to document, and then the scandal broke out. So I've been looking into, as somebody who vetted Bill Clinton's sexual assault accusers, if indeed there was something to these accusers, if they were credible, then I would be one of their greatest champions. I would be their defenders. I stand with sexual assault accusers if they're credible. But what I've been doing is just investigating the story instead of what the media has been doing, which is ignoring major bombshells about these women. And I'm finding that they're not credible.
Well, I was about to say, I should have said this up front. I know I read reports of yours and others at Breitbart first that signature and stuff was fake. They said that you were all crazy. Now they have to admit it. How big is that?
Well, by the way, that's just an example of total journalistic malpractice. So she gets up there. We're talking of Beverly Nelson, Young Nelson. She says that she was almost sexually assaulted. Roy Moore tried to sexually assault her in a car. She was 16 years old in 1977. And then she's up there with Gloria Allred, which are all the way already should tell you, you know, something about her credibility. She shows a photocopy of a yearbook, not the original, but a photocopy of an inscription that she says that Roy Moore wrote. And then she read the whole thing. She said outright, he wrote it. She didn't tell us, first of all, and the media failed after this came out to even report that in 1999, Roy Moore signed her divorce document. Actually stamped a divorce document. And then what happens is you would stamp it, a clerk would stamp it. After the signature, the clerk would then write her initials. And the initials of Roy Moore's clerk in the 1990s was D.A., Dilbra Adams. Well, first, why didn't Young Nelson tell us that Roy Moore signed her divorce document? Pretty big. But second, go back to the yearbook. You see, he's signing his name, allegedly, and then right after the name are the initials D.A. So she claimed to us, well, he signed the initials D.A. because he was the district attorney. He wasn't. He was the assistant D.A.
And by the way, you said all this, and you guys reported on it exclusively, basically, and got attacked everywhere. You can see it's fake. You can see it's different, cobbled together. It's a lifted signature put on there, and now she has to admit she wrote it. I mean, you can't listen to anything comes out of her mouth now.
She says she wrote it, and by the way, just why would the initials clerks, clerk's initials from two decades later be on her?
Sure, so it's not just her lying and signing his name that's fraud then, but if you actually lift government documents, and then it's a forgery under law.
Well, so we we don't know what she wrote and what she didn't, because she's just saying, well, she made notes after.
Sure, exactly. After what I'm saying is, if she lifted a government document, I don't know about Alabama law, but I know Texas law. If you get a public document and you use that to then forge something about somebody else for business or whatever, then it's fraud. It's bigger than just writing some BS in a book and saying, look, they did it. If you get somebody's documents and do it and use it against them, it really ups it.
Listen, this is huge. I mean, first of all, there goes her credibility. Second, I interviewed her son, actually, her stepson, who says she's a liar. I interviewed her boyfriend at the time, who, by the way, is now a minister, who ministers also to sexual assault accusers. He says she's a liar. But she's just one. There's another one, 26-year-old, named Tina Johnson. She claims, Tina, that when she was 26, in the 1990s, Roy Moore groped her. Well, you know, I looked into Tina Johnson, and the media didn't tell us, first of all, that she was in Roy Moore's office that day because she was being represented. Sorry, her mother was being represented by Roy Moore, and the mother took Tina Johnson's child away from her. And it was a very nasty custody battle, one in which Roy Moore signed papers and filed papers calling Tina Johnson psychiatrically unstable and saying that she's physically.
I didn't even know this, and I've been reading a lot of your reports. Yeah. Wow, so they had a direct beef with him for what he did as the DA to get back at him. Wow.
He was at the time a private lawyer, and he represented her mother.
Wow.
And she was in there that day to have her child taken away from her by Roy Moore's client. So huge. Why didn't the media tell us that?
Sure, sure. I'm just thinking about as a lawyer and a DA and a judge, how many enemies this guy's got to have. Like, I'm a public figure. And imagine if this was happening to me, people would just line up around the block to make it up. I know you got to go, but we're back in 70 seconds. Let's do five more minutes with Aaron Klein because, man, I mean, I knew there was a lot of scams and a lot of weird stuff going on, but I know it was this crazy. Wow. Judge Roy Moore, is he going to win?
For every question they don't want you to ask, he has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
Under my thumb, the girl who once had me down.
Tell you, I follow a lot of the Breitbart articles. We link to a lot of them at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And I just haven't had the time to read all of Aaron Klein's articles. There's so many. And I feel ashamed that I didn't even know a lot of these bombshells. I knew some of them. I knew he was the guy first there reporting on the fact that Moore was saying that he didn't sign that and it's fake and all the rest of it. That's all been vindicated. And now he's hounding around finding all this out. You got the Democrats knowing the Clintons are dead weight with all their sex problems. You got all these other Hollywood people doing it. So they've decided to go ahead and burn some of their own to have this moral superiority to then say, oh, Trump or other people, are perverts like they are. I don't see it flying. They've had a lot of fake polls out, just like they had against Trump, oversampling Democrats and things. But you're there on the ground. Aaron Klein, do you think Roy Moore is going to get elected in the senatorial special elections to replace Senator Jeff Sessions?
Well, you know, there's this Fox News shock poll that came out today claiming that he is like something like 10 points behind. That's not what I'm feeling or hearing here. I mean, I've been here, like I said, for over a month, actually, and I make it a point wherever I go, gas stations, grocery stores, shopping malls, movie theaters. If I go into a bar, I talk to the bouncer, I talk to the bar, people inside the bar, just to get a feel. And
you've been canvassing Alabama.
Oh yeah, big time. And by the way, in different cities also, because I've been all over the place here, and I'm finding the exact opposite of what this Fox News poll is alleging, and that is like overwhelming support for Roy Moore. In fact, because of the accusations, because of the establishment war against him. I mean, the one thing that Alabamians here hate more than anything else is being told what to do. And they feel that Mitch McConnell, 45 minutes after the Washington Post story comes out, suddenly Mitch McConnell calling for him to resign, the whole Republican establishment abandoning him, Democrat establishment, of course, pouring millions upon millions into this race. So they feel like they're being told what to do. And, of course, this election is about policy. It's about at the end of the day, will the Trump agenda, which will touch every single American on all issues, immigration reform, economy, building the wall, maybe Obamacare, repeal and replace, on and on it goes, that it's critical to have every single vote in the Senate, as we saw with...
Well, sure. Also, most of this is 35, 40 years old. That's my issue, is if there's never one bit of smoke before, like Bill Clinton, there's smoke, fire, explosions, flamethrowers, you know, burning hillsides like California when it comes to women being abused. And girls and the rest of it. With Moore, there's nothing until now, even though he's been in office, a DA, a judge. I mean, this to me is now phony. We've had time to look at it. We've had time to vet it. And so, again, it goes back to fake polls. They were sampling 9 to 15 to 20 points more for Democrats in all these fake polls saying Trump was going to lose. And it's the same story. I think most folks, you're going to answer the phone with some pollster calling Alabama saying, who are you going to vote for? They've got picked Democrat households. They know they're calling for these fake polls. That's what I think.
Well, you know, if this were anything but a media campaign, then they would tell us the truth. They would tell us what I reported, first of all, that one of the accusers had her child taken away from her by Roy Moore's client. They would tell us that accuser, by the way, here's another one they ignored, was convicted. She is a felon for felony fraud against her own family, to the point where actually her family member turned her in and she went to jail. Not exactly credible, and a lot of issues with the other accusers. So it's clear there's something else going on, because I've seen the way that the news media has ignored, has minimized these major stories. And
Aaron Klein, amazing. Did. Please join us soon in the aftermath of the special election that we're here. It's now. It's happening very, very soon, and we'll be covering it all tomorrow, obviously. Aaron Klein, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be back with Matt Dubio. I'm Riding Shotgun. I'm Alex Jones.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing for the sun.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, I love having Christmas trees in the studio. And to me, it's just pretty, you know, lights in the dark of the winter. That's why the ancient Druids and Germanic tribes would bring evergreen trees in during the freezing winter, because they believed it was powerful. It could live in the sub-zero temperatures that killed them. And it always stayed green. They liked the smell of it. And they would put little lights and candles on it, literally praying to the sun god to bring the sun back. So I love how the atheist and occultist, and I always see Druids and Wiccans protesting Christmas. And I'm just like, you know, and I don't think Jesus gets mad at us as Christians that we think tannenbaums are pretty. But, I mean, if you want to get down to brass tacks, these are big old giant occult symbols in here. But, you know, people say a rising sun behind the planet's the symbol of the Illuminati. Or they say a star on the flag is... No, every symbol's been taken over by occultists. I like the symbol of a sun rising behind the planet. It's pretty. I like Christmas trees. I like, you know, all of it. All of it has, you know, some type of, you know, cultural thing. It's not evil to culturally, you know, sit there and get a piece of mistletoe and have it be an excuse at a party drinking eggnog, you know, laced with rum or whatever, to, you know, like that girl and say, oh, everybody has to kiss under the mistletoe. And then it gives the girl, if she likes it, not harassment, the excuse to go under the mistletoe. You know, these are all rituals, you know, going on that people came up with. And again, the mistletoe was seen as an aphrodisiac and hallucinogen, a lot of other things by the Druids and by those tribes. But it just shows how the left's trying to get rid of all this. And when all it is a mixture of, you know, Western European winter ritual with Christianity. People say, well, that's blasphemy. You're going to go to hell for that. God judges the heart. A pretty tree with lights on it. Now it's a Christian symbol. The leftists have really made it a Christian symbol because they've said it's Christian. And again, they're so politically wicked, they just want to dominate all symbols and say, we want what you really like, Christmas trees you remember grandma with. Grandma wasn't putting up a Christmas tree because she was a devil worshiper. She was putting up a Christmas tree because it was pretty. So that's what this comes down to. Matt Dubiel, I like that studio with 1530 WCKG, our big flagship there in Illinois. The next few weeks, we're going to have a big announcement. It's not just the good old 1530, but also the 102.3 that covers much of the city, but it's about to cover it all. I'm going to leave it at that, but fantastic radio station, picking up Owen Shore in the War Room, David Knight in the Real News, and so much more. So tell us, my friend, what you've got coming up today.
Well, Alex, you know, they were afraid of mistletoe because when you have Joe Biden in the White House for 8 years, you get really skittish around the mistletoe because creepy Uncle Joe gets near the mistletoe.
He's going to rape you under the mistletoe, yeah.
Watch out. Coming up, what does Chelsea Handler, Keith Olbermann, and Joy Behar all have in common with Buzz Aldrin? That's one of the things I'm excited to talk about. And as you know, the social media channels are abuzz today with anti-bullying cries for a young guy in the heels of a verdict in Chicago where somebody actually physically harmed a human being in a hate crime, pled guilty, and wasn't convicted or was convicted but wasn't punished at all.
Oh, by the way, we had that footage. We had that footage bleeped out. I meant to lead the show with that, but there was another Islamic terror attack. They said we were liars last year when this happened. You reported on it here. They said it's fake. They're not torturing that white guy, cutting part of his scalp out, saying we're going to kill you as the mind of a 4-year-old autistic man. And of course they did. And the judge said, hey, they're black, he's white, I'm letting you go. Just like, hey, you shoot a white woman, Kate Stanley in the back, we're not just going to not send you to jail or give you a manslaughter for this. If you try to have a march for her, we're going to have Antifa come out and physically attack you.
I can't even watch that video. Even just you showing me the clip of the video just now, it's one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. And what I see are people hurting people. I didn't even really go to when it first
exactly.
Happened.
If I saw six white people with a black guy tied up, beating him up, I would get pissed and I'd
terrible.
Be ashamed. But what makes it worse is imagine it was a mentally retarded black man or white guy. Exactly. I don't see what color they are. What I see is a bunch of crazy racist nuts wound up by the media because they're going, screw you, Trump. Because it's all about Trump. He's some clean-cut, mentally retarded guy. But because he's clean-cut, because mommy dressed him that way, they think they're getting back at Whitey when it's somebody that doesn't have half of what they got.
This poor little boy was tortured by other people. I don't know how other people can do that to people. And when that happens, and when judges see that, I tweeted out the judge's name, not for retribution or anything, but people need to know.
Yeah, we've got
people
an article up on Infowars.com. Can one of you guys print that, or ladies, print that for me just so we have that in the next segment? Because I want to read. The judge said, I don't think sending you folks to jail, I mean, that's the quote, for doing this, it will help you. So I'm just going to let you go. Probation.
And they banned her and the others from social media. That's, by the way, that's not a punishment. That is actually
a
service. It's a gift. Exactly. That is a gift. It's not a punishment. That those people need to be punished.
How can they? Because this is kidnapping. They had the guy for much of a day, tortured him, kept saying, we're going to kill you. I mean, let's just show the video for TV viewers, just his face. But remember when they said it was fake? Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he keeps. But look at this. How old was he?
He was a teenager. I don't think they gave his age. I suspect under 18. And it's horrible. I mean, it's just the most disgusting.
And the young, racist, black, crazy people don't even know that. Why are you doing it live on the internet, idiots? You've got a retarded white kid torturing the hell out of him, and then you're putting it out on the internet.
There's a real problem with what people are and aren't doing on the internet. And the opposite, the polar opposite of this to me is this recent, this flurry on Twitter with this young guy, Keaton, who was bullied. And I saw that video too. His mother put up a video for people who haven't seen it. His mother put up a video. There's some kids that have been teasing him. He's got maybe a speech impediment or something going on.
He's got a cleft lip and I'm sad for him, but I wonder if daddy's around because he needs to learn how to, I guess you go to jail now if you fight back.
Exactly. So in my life, in my family, in the world that I'm growing up in or that I grew up in, you don't air your grievances on social media first to get the world to rally around you in this victim mentality. You need to teach that young man how to defend himself, how to protect himself, how not to be a victim. And that seems to be lost in this world today. They don't teach it
because they want victims. And it's the number one story in the world. And I should have led the show with that. That's why I got a real talk show host like you here, Matt. By the way, Matt, we got to figure out a home for you every day here. So I want to launch more shows. And I think, you know, teaming you up with one of the other guys, it would do you a disjustice because they're great, you're great. I think you're kind of a one-man show, and have any guests you want on, you need to pick your slot with us. No, I mean, I've known you like 8 years. You've been carrying the show. You've come down and visited me. We've been out to dinner, you know, met some of your family. But you need to start hosting here. You need to just come on every day. No, I'm sure, because when I listen to you, you do better talk radio than I do. You always cover the biggest stories, but always tie it into stuff that's important. You hijack the big story and then use it to wake people up about bigger issues. I mean, you're the man.
Oh, it's nice of you. You know what happens is you guys are so on the front line every day. There's so much stuff to cover, as you know. There's so many things going on. It's tough. And what happens is I'm frankly not as busy as you guys are. So I end up seeing things, and I see these reactions from parents in the pickup line at school and the way people are reacting, and it's mind-boggling. And so it's just a little bit of
it teaches kids to be whiny babies. But again, it's really not their fault. They don't let them fight back. They take dads out of the home. The guy should have a big brother or a cousin. If somebody really did do that, you don't beat up the kids that are beating him up. You go find their brother and beat them up.
Exactly. Well, that's one of the things I hear these celebrities saying is on Twitter, they're saying, well, we should go get these bullies. Okay, wait a minute. So your answer to the bullying is to go bully more bullies? That doesn't make any sense. The answer is
no, their dads need to be beating their asses.
Yes.
And by that, making them run around the block till they throw up, putting them, you know, grounding them, whatever.
Yeah.
Matt Dubiel from the WCKG 1530 AM. And 102.3, ladies and gentlemen, in Chicago, spread the word. The revolution will be transmitted, and it will be televised as well. Stay with us. Please spread the word on the live links, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I like your coffee cup. Conservatism is the new counterculture. From the front lines of Chicagoland, broadcasting worldwide.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of my way. I'm coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, the ATX. And we've got Matt Dubiel here from Chicago. As we're trying to recapture these Democrat globalist-held cities. We do that first by removing the Republican establishment to restore Americana, restore the engine of success. Here's the article I was mentioning earlier, if you just tuned in. Torture of disabled white teen released on probation. Don't mess this up, says the judge. And then you see the folks that kidnapped the mentally retarded guy, tortured him, cut part of his scalp off, kept telling him, we're going to kill you. I mean, this is kidnapping, aggravated with weapons, torturing him, bodily harm, menacing. And you know what? No jail time, baby. It just goes on for hour after hour. We're going to kill you, you white piece of garbage. And I'm not blaming all black people for this. But where is the media decrying it? They won't cover it except to say it was fake last year. So that's why Matt Dubiel brought that up. You see, Kate Stanley shot in the back by an illegal alien who'd been deported 5 times. Most of the crime against Hispanics is usually by illegal aliens that come into their own neighborhood. So it's hurting Hispanics more than anybody. But this lady, white lady, gets shot in the back, and the jury could not convict him. Couldn't even give him manslaughter, which just means you did it accidentally. It's a license to kill. This guy is 007 because they thought it would hand Trump a victory, which shows how the left is like a cult. That empowered everybody to get Kate's Law and all this. And it creates a backlash on Hispanic Americans that aren't connected to all these illegals and criminals and mental patients that are coming over the border. I mean, you can't go to Mexico and just stay there or be a criminal and do whatever you want. I mean, it's the same thing. Even though that's where people used to run, but you had to hide out and not get in trouble and use a fake name. You didn't get deported, you know, some people like 40 times I've seen. Matt Dubiel's taken over in about 1 minute, just first off, because I didn't plug very much today. And it's the holiday season. It's Christmas. It's when we do a lot of our funding to see how we're going to hopefully stay the same size or expand next year. And I've been so focused on news, most people are plugging every segment on talk radio, and I should be. I've been plugging once an hour. So please, listen to the deals we've got. They're great, and take action. We're calling this not just Christmas Monday because they have that thing called Green Monday to be environmental. I say, yeah, don't fight the cars. Don't fight the traffic. Don't fight the lines. Don't do all that crazy stuff. Buy online or go to mom and pop shops, whatever you do, not the big corporate stores. But Christmas week, we're launching massive Christmas savings all week long at InfoWarsStore.com plus site-wide free shipping. And a bunch of the sales we had were extending on the Colloidal Silver, 67% off, and on Supermel Vitality, 50% off, and on BrainForce, 50% off, even though a lot of those are close to selling out. And on Alpha Power, the new introductory super products, just learn about that, folks. Incredible. You owe it to yourself to get this. 50% off, the Real Red Pill, brand new, 50% off. DNA Force, 33% off, well, that's about to sell out. Survival Shield, 50% off. Knockout, 50% off. Prostagar, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fuse, 50% off. InfoWars Selects, high-quality storable food, 50% off. Plus, much more. Books, T-shirts, films. I've got shirts that say, it's okay to be white. It's okay to be black. It's okay to be brown. It's okay to be red. It's okay to be pink. It's okay. But at the bottom it says, it's great to be human. We've got triggering shirts, all lives matter. Oh, those are beautiful. And they're great ways to just reach out and be called a Nazi for saying that. But that's only in university areas, a few leftist cities. And in certain enclaves, most places you'll get, you know, dinner bought for you, seriously, or meet like-minded people. But we've got shirts that aren't as radical either at InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, please commit today to check out the products. A lot of these are limited edition that are selling out. So check out the ball caps. We've got a lot of hoodies, a lot of other great stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Christmas week. It's Christmas week. So thank you all for giving yourself a present and getting high-quality products at low prices. And giving the country and the world a present while you fund InfoWars that gives you cutting-edge, fearless news and information in an information warfare era. Now, back to Matt Dubiel and 1530. We have teleprompter free. 1530 WCKG. And, of course, it's also got the FM affiliate as well, 102.3 WCKG. Back to Matt Dubiel.
Alex, it's dangerous in Chicago, brother. It's 11 out of 11. Homicides in the month of December, and today is what, the 10th? Is today the 10th?
The 11th.
The 11th. So we're one for one every day, which is sad and disgusting. For the month of November, 39 deaths in Chicago. And what people don't realize, what the media doesn't tell you, just like the story about the those people that kidnapped somebody. Could you imagine if you kidnapped, if you went to, let's say, Singapore or another country in the UK or anywhere abroad, and you committed a crime like shoplifting, or back in the day, I remember there were kids that spray painted, and I think it was in Singapore. And they ended up, yeah, they ended up getting caned. And there was this big international to-do about these kids because they, I don't know, spray painted something and then they were getting caned or they were going to get caned. And then, you know, there was diplomatic efforts that had to be taken into account. And here in the United States of America, we have citizens kidnapping other citizens and in what is defined as a hate crime. And the judge in the hate crime, after the person pleads guilty, says, you know what? We're putting people in jail for not paying their child support. We're putting people in jail for smoking pot when they're dying of cancer. We're putting people in jail for in debtors' prisons for other white collar crimes. But you committed the act of kidnapping somebody. You abused the person. You videotaped it and showed it to people. I'm just going to ban you from social media. That's all we're going to do.
You cut a piece of their scalp out, and you tell them you're going to kill them. This guy thought for hours he was about to die. You see the sorrow.
It was a disgusting, disgusting display and abuse and torture. This should never happen. You know, and by the way, in the meantime, we debate whether we should do stuff similar to this at like Guantanamo for people that are terrorists. And everybody gets involved and says, oh, no, we shouldn't waterboard terrorists to find out when they're going to kill the next 50,000 people.
And the look in that kid's eyes where he's like totally confused. He's mentally retarded. And he's just like begging, like, why? Why? And they just keep torturing him. It's just that's mainstream media created that.
Yeah. You know, I remember right after the election, the internet and Facebook and social media was swelling with the BS storyline of, what am I going to tell my kids? What am I going to tell my daughter about Hillary not winning? What am I going to tell my kids about Trump? What do you tell your kids about this world where this can happen to an innocent child? And by the way, I think both of us would be saying the same thing if that was a black kid,
absolutely.
Kid,
listen,
Asian
I'm
kid.
Ashamed. Even though I'm not at fault if some other white person does something, I would be ashamed. I'm ashamed as a human watching these black people act like this. I'd feel a lot better if I saw black leaders saying, hey, those kids ought to get thrown in prison for 5 years, man. You kidnap somebody, you say you're going to kill them, you torture them, and on top of it, it's a mentally retarded person? I mean, that is just, it's crazy.
If Al Sharpton was worth his salt, if the Reverend Jesse Jackson was worth his salt, they would be on television right now saying, you know what, this was a miscarriage of justice and we should be doing better. These children that did these crimes should be punished. They don't represent us. They don't represent the black community. Mothers and grandmothers and fathers in this community should be doing better. And this is not us.
Well, if that's the excuse is these teenagers are like 15, 16, 19. I mean, Brittany Covington, the one they just let off, they had to. She's 19, the ringleader. I mean, when do women commit crimes like this? We have women in America now torturing people?
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
It's Matt Dubiel filling in for Alex Jones from Chicago. I sort of felt like Dave Ramsey there for a second. That's that's one of the songs Dave Ramsey, I think it's Baker Street. It's one of the songs Dave Ramsey uses in his radio network where he focuses on telling you to not get into debt, pay off your house, and be scared all the time pretty much. Some of his advice is good, but some of it is pretty out there. News today from Chicago. Chicago, you may have heard, is a dangerous place. Not everywhere, but there's certain areas, specifically where the former president claims to be from. That's an area where there's a lot of gunshots, a lot of death, a lot of gang activity. And unfortunately, to date in 2017, we have 643 murders in Chicago. 643 murders total in Chicago, homicides. 594 of those people were shot and killed. 594. So just when you kind of do the math, you can figure out, you divide that by 12, as I've said before, and I'm going to keep saying it until it stops. It's Las Vegas every month in slow motion in Chicago. It's Las Vegas every month in slow motion in Chicago. Nobody cares, nobody cares, nobody cares. Why doesn't anybody care? Well, because mostly it's black people shooting each other, and the news doesn't care about that. The mayor of Chicago doesn't care about that. The governor of Chicago doesn't care about that. And sadly, neither does, by the way, the mayor is a Democrat. The governor is a Republican. Mayor is a Democrat. Governor is a Republican. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what party they're a part of. They're both a part of the parties that do nothing. They're both a part of the swamp. Okay. The swamp needs to be drained. That's the whole motif behind this movement that started to swell up a couple of years ago. It's not just about Trump, really. In fact, it's not about Trump at all. It's about you. It's about me. It's about us paying attention and waking up and going like, oh, well, I've been sleeping for all this time. It's time for me to wake up and participate in my life. It's time for me to wake up and participate in this experiment we call the United States of America. It's an experiment, and it's working as long as like people wake up and pay attention. That means that you can't just elect people and hope that they're going to be superheroes and just save you and be like, all right, well, you know, we took care of that. We elected Rahm Emanuel. We took care of it. We elected Bruce Rauner. We took care of it. We elected Donald Trump. Guess what? He needs your help. They all need your help. The Americans need your help. Why? Because what happens when these guys get into office, not hopefully our president, but we got to keep an eye on them and make sure. But for example, we got a congressman in the 5th District of Illinois, Congressman Mike Quigley. He's responsible for the 5th District. Now, he is not the chancellor of the 5th district. He is not the knight of the 5th District. He is supposed to be the representative of the 5th District, representing the people of the 5th District. And instead of fixing the murder problem, instead of being actively involved in fixing the homicide problem in his backyard, he's focused on what? Twitter. InfoWars. Alex Jones bad. Twitter bad. Fake news bad. This guy's in front of he's part of the House Intelligence Committee, and he's out there propagating this Russia nonsense and propagating the fake news against the people, not the fake news outlets like CNN, but those outlets that are actually working to thwart the fake news outlets, saying that they're pushing forward stories that aren't true. Mike Quigley, Congressman Mike Quigley. Guess what? He's going to need to be reelected at some point. Rahm Emanuel is going to need to be reelected at some point. Bruce Rauner right now is going up against a bunch of other billionaires in Illinois to try and be reelected at some point. What are you going to do about it? And if you're not in Chicago, why do you care? If you're not in Illinois, why do you care? Why should you care? I say this, and I'm going to say it again. It's coming to a theater near you, my friend. Why do you think this Kate Stein stuff happened? Why do you think the judicial system failed us on the West Coast? It's coming to a theater near you. How do you know? I'll give you an example. Last week in Chicago, there was a meeting, and it wasn't secret. It wasn't a secret society meeting. It was out in the open, and it was mayors from all over the world. Mayors from all over the world came to Chicago. The mayor of Austin, Texas was there. The mayor of San Francisco was there. The mayor of San Diego, I think, was there also. Many, many mayors, all the mayors, some of the best mayors, some of them probably not so good, all got together in Chicago. What do you think they got together to talk about? What do you think was the topic? I just hazard a guess right now. What do you think they came to Chicago? Somehow, Rahm Emanuel and whoever put this together got all these mayors to fly in their busy schedules. They all got a bunch of stuff going on. They have things to do. They have cities to run. They came into Chicago. I thought maybe they were being trained on how to run their city into the ground. Because if there's something that Rahm Emanuel is qualified to do, he can teach them all how to turn their cities into a rotting cesspool. Learn how to turn your city into a rotting cesspool. Tickets are only $9.97. You can be in VIP seating. You can be in the VIP area. Join us for a 3-day conference on how to turn your city into a rotting cesspool. Join Rahm Emanuel and other keynote speakers like Khan from London. Who else can we get to show people how to turn their city into a rotting cesspool? Now, actually, that wasn't what the meeting was about. The meeting was about climate change. Climate change. It was about the weather. These Jamokes got together, mayors, some of the most important leaders in some of the biggest cities in the country and the world. Listen to me very carefully. Think about this for a minute. The mayors of the biggest cities on planet Earth, the mayors of the biggest cities in Canada and Europe and the United States, all over the world, convened in Chicago, the murder capital of the United States of America, where it's Las Vegas every day, Las Vegas every month in slow motion. They all flew in. They all canceled their appointments. Very busy people. And they all got together in a room, and they sat and chit-chatted about the weather. Let that sink in. The most powerful leaders in the biggest cities. Now, these cities are thwarting national efforts and very important missions from the United States of America. They're thumbing their nose at the United States government, the president of the United States, at nearly every turn. Well, we're going to be a sanctuary city. Screw what the president says. We're going to let just a bunch of anybody come into the city, and we're going to stand up as a sanctuary city. We're going to stand up for that. These are the same cities that won't stand up for the people getting shot and murdered on their south side. These are the same cities that their roads are like the surface of the moon. Speaking of the moon, the president has announced, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment. The president, Donald Trump, has announced he's going to sign a directive to send Americans back to the moon and eventually to Mars. And this is very exciting. President Trump is signing a directive to send Americans back to the moon and eventually to Mars. I have a short list of people I'd like him to send first. Some of you might be too young to remember the honeymooners, but was it Ralph? To the moon, Alice! To the moon! There's some people that we should be sending to the moon. I've compiled a short list. I would like you to participate and let me know who you'd like to send to the moon. First on my list might be Chelsea Handler. If you have any ideas, you can tweet them to me at Matt on Air. We'll talk about who the president should send to the moon. Coming up, it's InfoWars Live from Chicago. My name is Matt Dubiel from AM 1530 WCKG. It's dangerous here in Chicago. Who should we send to the moon? We'll talk about that next on InfoWars.com/show. If you're getting this transmission, you are the resistance. Hey, how you doing? It's Matt Dubiel from Chicago, broadcasting from the AM 1530 WCKG remote Dubiel Bunker Studios, filling in for Alex Jones, and I love doing it. What a great call on a Monday to get. Hey, do you want to come in? Do you want to come on and talk a little bit about what's going on in Chicago? Talk about what's going on in the world and in the country and chit-chat with Alex Jones for a little bit. The answer is almost always going to be yes. My radio station's website is WCKG.com, and the page they were just showing you, if you're watching this at InfoWars.com/show, is a support page for the radio station. Alex mentioned, he hinted that we're building a bigger station, and that is absolutely true. Now, I can't talk about all the details yet because there's a lot of moving parts, but we're building a very something very big, something very tremendous. Many people are going to like it. Many people are saying it's going to be very great. We're building it on a building that has a very popular word on the front of it. And we would love to have you help and participate. That's what that page is for, WCKG.com/support. Anybody that supports us, I will mail you personally a I helped build 102.3 sticker. And if you pick any of those monthly deals, I will send you a Q101 t-shirt. Now, why in the world would you want anything like that? As Alex said, when you have this stuff on, it inspires conversation. You know, somebody might say, well, what do you have a bumper sticker for that says that you helped build some radio station in Chicago? You're here in Omaha. What are you wearing some shirt about some station in Chicago? You're here in Alabama. You're here in Texas. That's a great opportunity to say, well, listen, here's the deal. It's the biggest radio station that is carrying Alex's show. And if we can make it work in Chicago, and if we can get this message out over and over again in Chicago, then we can show other areas that we can make it work there. See, their same strategies and tactics, this coming to a theater near you business, it can work in our favor too. You just got to pick an area, go all in, and then expand from there. So there's some news today. President Donald Trump is going to be signing a directive to send Americans back to the moon and eventually to Mars. This is very exciting because I have a list of people that I would like to nominate for President Trump to send to the moon. First person on that list, as one of the producers there at InfoWars suggested and pointed out, there's a whole list of people that said they were going to leave the country if President Trump was elected. I'd just like to start with some of the jerks that are in the country right now that say some of the most ridiculous things and do some of the most ridiculous things under the auspices of being caring and being liberal and being kind. And the first person that comes to mind for me is Chelsea Handler. Chelsea Handler is very unusual to me because there was a time when she was on this E! Television network and there was all these rumors about how she got the television show and what she had to do to get the TV show. I don't know if any of those are true or not. She joked about them. But there's some times where she looks kind of nice, and then the rest of the time, she looks absolutely hideous. And really, if you read what she writes and what she types and what she tweets, it's very ugly. It's a very ugly persona that she's adopted. And I'm not going to make excuses for her. Maybe she's been through some things that are rough, but it's interesting in a world where we're constantly opining and giving our thoughts and opinions about the bullying of others. And she's one of those people that will talk about bullying and talk about women's rights. She's out there tweeting about what feminism is and what feminism isn't. She's injected herself into this Roy Moore Alabama stuff, which, by the way, I stay out of. I don't live in Alabama. I'm not an Alabama voter. I'm going to let the people in Alabama figure out what they have to do and what's right for them. That's how this thing is set up. I focus on the things in my backyard, and I get to know what's going on in my backyard. If I'm paying so much attention to what's happening over the fence, I'm not watching what's happening in my yard. And I got to pay attention to what's in my yard, because if I don't, there's going to be some foxes in the hen house. And I don't want that happening in my yard. So I will focus on my backyard. I will let the Alabama people focus on their backyard. And I trust that they're smart enough and doggone it, people like them, they're going to figure it out on their own. So back to Chelsea Handler. Chelsea has chimed in about the Roy Moore saga and about what feminism is. And yeah, look at her. She's just a interesting person. She's chimed in on about what feminism is and what feminism isn't. And I want President Trump to send her to the moon first, because after she goes on this tirade about feminism, what does she do? Well, she naturally begins to attack Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is the press secretary for the Trump administration. And she fat shames Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who, by the way, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is not fat, number one. She's a very well-spoken. She's got her act together. She might be one of the best press secretaries we've ever had. And she does a very good job handling the jackals in the press pit. She might be the best one there's ever been. And what does Chelsea Handler do? She begins to attack her, not just for her job or what she does or how she does her job. Chelsea Handler attacks another woman for her looks and her body type. Sounds an awful lot like bullying to me. So let's send Chelsea Handler to the moon first. She's number one on my list. I mean, this could be very easy. We could say that we should send Hillary Clinton to the moon, but I think there's other plans for Hillary, and I like the other places they might send her better. The moon is where I want to send Chelsea Handler. It's been announced, if you're just joining us, that Donald Trump is going to be signing a directive to send Americans back to the moon, eventually to Mars. A lot of us are old enough to remember the honeymooners, and one of the famous quotes from Ralph Cramden was, "To the moon, Alice, to the moon." That's what he said he was going to do when she got on his nerves. He was going to send her to the moon. Same thing with Ralph, or with Norton. To the moon, Norton, to the moon. He didn't have any kids, believe me. I don't think so. And maybe I didn't watch the episodes late enough to realize if he ever had kids or not. But the Cramdens never threatened to send the kids to the moon. So I would like to send Chelsea Handler to the moon. Who would you like to send to the moon? Please tweet me at Matt on Air with your suggestions for who Donald Trump should send to the moon first. Donald Trump to sign a directive to send Americans back to the moon and eventually to Mars. Maybe you have a preference. You know, maybe you want to send Chelsea to the moon and Keith Olbermann, maybe he goes to Mars, because he would eventually get asphyxiated because of the atmosphere in Mars and it's further away. Keith Olbermann is probably second on my list, although it's kind of like he was on Mars because he was doing a web series for a magazine that's failing. So that's a lot like being on Mars. And if you ever watched it, and I only watched little clips of it that were just weird to me, I don't know, is he trying to perpetrate that he's in France? Is that what that background is about? If you listen to the audio of the Keith Olbermann Mars report, it always sounds to me like he's in his mother's basement and maybe in the bathroom in his mother's basement. I wish one of the Garrison cartoonist would draw a cartoon of Keith Olbermann and where you could see the panned out view and he's actually sitting on the toilet, because that's what it sounds like. It's very echoey. I don't know if they can't afford good audio equipment over there at GQ. Maybe the cutbacks. Keith Olbermann is number two on my list. I'm not doing this Letterman style, because I'm actually going not in reverse. I'm just going to name the people that I think, and I would love to hear who you think. And I would definitely love to look at that list of the people that said they were going to leave the country. Of course, none of them did. Number three on my list, perhaps one of the most vile reporters in the business, is Jim Acosta. at CNN. I met Jim, like we didn't shake hands and have a conversation together, but I heard him saying terrible things about you and I. I heard him saying terrible things about Americans that were at the Trump rally in Chicago, calling them stupid, and just the things that he said and the disdain he had for everyday American people, I found tremendously disgusting. And I would think that he would be a great candidate to send to the moon as President Trump is signing a directive to send Americans back to the moon, eventually to Mars. Now, I'm sure this will be twisted by weird sources to say that, you know, some idiot on InfoWars thinks that Trump is actually sending citizens to the moon. I know full well what he's talking about is rebuilding our space program and making us great again intergalactically, which is tremendous. Number four for me is Joy Behar. She belongs maybe on Mars. Maybe the moon is a little bit too close. Perhaps the dark side of the moon would be best for Joy because her idiocy, it really transcends. I think if you put Joy Behar on the other side of the moon, her lunacy and her idiocy maybe would somehow stay out there, because her being allowed to broadcast that just her complete lack of common sense on a major network to me is very scary. I would love to know who you think should be sent to the moon and perhaps who should be sent to Mars. President Trump to sign a directive to send Americans back to the moon, eventually to Mars. Who should stay and who should go? Share it with me. It's always a pleasure to hang out with InfoWars. And War Room is next. Owen Schroyer. Make sure you've got it on InfoWars.com/show. From Chicago, it's Matt Dubiel for InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.